you doing? This is Sylvester Stallone. You're listening to the Jersey Jerks on the riotcast.com. It's a good podcast. It's like Jersey. It's near Philly. They say, you know what I mean, a lot, you know? Absolutely. I highly recommend it. It's mind-bending.
Guess who? Guess who? You miss me? You miss me? Jessica Simpson. Sing the chorus.
When you walked through the door, it was clear to me. On the way, they adore who they came to see.
Who they came to see.
Rock star.
Baby.
Everybody wants.
Everybody wants.
It is at hand. How does it feel? Is it fantastic? Is it grand? Well, look at all the massive masses in the stands. Shady man, no, don't massacre the fans. Damn, I think Kim Kardashian's a man. She stopped him just because he asked to put his hands on a massive Gluteus Maximus again. Squeeze it in, switch it in, pass it to a friend. Can he come back as nasty as he can? Yes, he can. Don't ask me this again. He does not mean the lesbian offend. But Lindsay, please come back to CNN. Samantha's a 2, you're practically a 10. I know you want me, girl. In fact, I see a grin. Now come in, girl.
Was clear to me.
Clear.
On the one they adore, who they came to see.
Who they came to see.
Rock star.
Baby,
everybody wants.
Everybody wants.
Jada. Who can really play me?
Really.
We're the ones who made you.
Everybody, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call, 856-381-4500. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And go on Facebook and like our new page. It's Jersey Jerk Show, like it. And go on Twitter and tweet us, because we like to tweet. The end.
You're regressing.
Am I?
Doesn't that happen, though, Chris? You start off all energetic.
It's
and then,
natural.
Yeah.
I think it sounded good.
You just go downhill from
has
from
personality.
There.
Right. The way you the way you start out, you sound almost unsure of yourself. Like, hey, everybody.
So? Is that bad?
What do you mean, so?
I do that every time.
No. Sometimes you come in strong, like real strong.
Marco, why don't you do it?
No, you do it.
Then don't critique me.
I'm helping you. I've done regress.
Last time Marco came strong, he knocked up his ex-wife. So.
It's the last time I came, too.
Be a jerk.
Holy shit.
That's funny.
You should start jerking off more often.
I do. I make love to the tiles every night.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I feel bad for the people that walk on your tiles.
No, they're in the shower.
Oh.
He's grouting the walls.
I thought it was like kitchen tiles. I was like, that's gross.
Pulls the vent out of the floor and starts fucking it.
Oh,
my God.
Hey. You went there.
Oh, God. That's nasty.
Yes. That's disgusting. I draw the line somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We're the ones.
Hey, you want me to turn it back
you
up?
No.
Sing it. Rap.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we don't need that part.
There's nothing left. It's the end, right?
It's the instrumental.
Oh. There was words earlier.
Yeah. You don't remember the words?
No. It's from the shitty album, as we found out.
You can't rap like Eminem?
Hell no. He's not even in that weird voice. Can anybody else here do it?
No.
Backed by popular demand.
I think you have to pinch your nose, too, when you do it.
Backed by popular
demand. No, pinch your nose, but talk.
What do you mean?
Like don't make a voice. Just
I'm not making a voice.
No, you did it first.
Backed by popular demand. Backed by popular demand.
Now you just sound stuffy.
Stuffy man.
He's like an octave over, like, normal speaking. So he's kind of making a voice.
He's...
My popular demand.
Not that voice.
I can't do impressions. Fabio, I think you could do it.
Yeah, no, really, I can't.
Da, da, da.
I got to say something, all right, because it's been bothering me.
Oh, no.
I don't know what to do about it. I think I have to seek therapy. But this is just fucking driving me insane. It's driving me insane. I can't stop thinking about
it. What, the greatest rap song ever?
Yeah. I can't get it out of my head. In my all day, it's running. It won't stop. Even when I had the radio on and there's other music, and I'm trying to concentrate on that music, this creeps in. Like, in my mind, I just heard a mashup of Foo Fighters and $2 hot dog, $1 one.
It's the greatest song ever.
Oh my God. I can't get out of my head.
It's the best thing ever. I want to go to Nashville just so I can...
Seriously, that would be one of
these guys should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They should. Come on.
First rap group ever to actually sell hot dogs and water.
We should nominate them.
Yeah, really. Yeah, we'll get them nominated.
Who is this?
I don't know the name. It's the
it's people $2
that
hot dog,
hot
$1
dog
water.
That he was talking about last week.
That's crazy.
I know. It's actually catchy, though. Yeah. That's the problem.
That, for that, not for them, for us, it's a problem.
Dude, what? Every other hot dog stand on the main strip, one, two people in line. This one, 10 deep.
Stop it.
You know why? Talent.
It's $2 hot dog, $1 water.
Sauerkraut. Jalapeno.
What?
This is fucking catchy.
I'm serious, man.
Oh, they even switch it up right there, too.
Yeah, they got a rap and everything in there.
What? My dream is to walk into a club and hear this song play.
Right, yeah. Like, it's kind of...
It'll happen. Remember in Eurotrip, everywhere they went, Scotty doesn't know it's playing? Yeah,
that was funny. It would be the same feeling for me when I first heard I'm on a boat in a club.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this is awesome.
This is the best club ever.
See? They got a rap.
Burn it onto some of these CDs, and I'll go around clubs in Philly and just start handing it out. No, I'm not Harry Potter, but I'll do it.
I don't know what that may be.
Maybe they will if they know we did.
They got video and everything.
They got video. I didn't see it.
It's on YouTube. Even
with your $2 hot dog, $1 water. So you got to take hunger pains. And that waiter party just don't stop. So
get them while they hot. Did you download this as an MP3?
Oh, holy shit.
They sell the ringtone on iTunes.
They sell it?
They sell the ring, $1.29 for the ring.
No way!
And the MP3, they sell it.
I'm going to try and find it right now.
I'm telling you, man, this song has completely fucked me up.
For a good week, it took over my whole life.
It's still... I'm still...
I didn't hear last week's show. So did they, like, play this out? Like,
yeah, and there was a guy singing it.
The guy that... He's the guy that... I guess he's the owner.
Yeah.
He also sings this song.
Holy shit.
So he's like bringing people in, I guess.
Is it a storefront?
There's actually...
It's just a cart.
Just a cart?
I saw the YouTube videos of the actual hot dog stand.
Yeah.
And I see the guy like calling... And he's got girls dancing in front of the hot dog stand. And I'm just like... This is the craziest shit. This is like an Ice Cube video going bad. Like,
you know, it's not MC Hot Dog, is it? The
no,
name.
I'm watching it now.
No, it's like Frederick Barr.
Yeah, Frederick Barr. I'm watching it now. This is crazy.
It's marketing genius.
It is. It really is.
Absolutely.
It really is. I don't know. They bit me.
And out of, I mean, the location for this song is perfect. Everywhere you walk, there's country music. Except this hot dog stand.
Right,
it's fucking pure genius.
I'm surprised that like people weren't just clubbing in front of the hot dog stand.
Dude,
all
there
night.
Were people dancing.
I saw the video.
Some were dancing outside of it. It was fucking crazy.
That's nuts, man.
I mean, God, you know.
Dude, you can play that in the background the entire show. I don't care.
I'll do it.
Just put it on repeat.
How you want your wiener?
Messy.
Mustard.
Tickle on her tonsils.
No, what's not on it?
I like it on my forehead.
On my forehead?
This is fucking...
It really is. It's a thing of beauty.
Those guys are awesome.
Go Frederick Barr.
How many hot dogs did you have, Chris?
Just one.
Yeah, he said they were shit.
They were
like cold and dry. Oh.
The generator they used to play the music, maybe they should have got another one to keep the fucking hot dogs warm.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, it was fucking freezing cold down there, so... I'm sure every other hot dog stand was like that.
Was it as cold as it is here? Right now?
It was... That night it was probably 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, it was close. Freezing.
It was close. Because it's pretty fucking cold here.
I hate this fucking weather.
Freezing. It's like 25 degrees out or something.
If that.
Yeah, that's what 18. It said in my car, so it could be worse by now.
Man, that is catchy.
Right?
Hells yes.
So now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to apply it as ringtone for when you guys call me.
Awesome. I'm going to call you every day. And just
see, I'll just veer off the road at some point. $2. Yeah, I was like, wow. After you played it that night on the show, the next day I'm singing it in my head. I'm like, this isn't happening. And then it just got worse and worse. And then I went on YouTube and found it. I played it for my girlfriend. She's dancing to it. It's an infectious disease.
It's very addictive.
And then I sent the YouTube video because you didn't. I know you didn't see the video.
I didn't. I watched it.
And I was like,
glorious.
Yeah, she's gonna fucking like this.
Yeah, it was like one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
They have like production to it and everything. Yeah, they put a little money. Yeah, they put crazy. A little more money in their hot dogs. They'd probably be a little better. But
we have to do a Jerks version.
What?
Yeah. What would that be?
Oh, no, we're doing it.
We got. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to choreograph a dance for this?
Yeah, we'll make a video and everything. It'll be awesome. How great would that be? It would be amazing.
Awesome, except for the fact that where's the money going to come from for this production?
We'll figure it out.
All on iPhone.
We'll all...
I'll tell you what, why don't you go on Kickstarter and you want to start a video company and you need funds for that. And then, you know, whatever money we get, we'll just... We'll kick it off with the $2 hot dog, $1 water. We'll do a remix album, and that'll be the first track.
That would be amazing.
I don't know what would any of the other songs be. I have no idea. I don't know what else we could possibly remake or do a video
to.
We
could do tons of stuff. We're all creative.
How would you remake that song with us? Like, what would we...
Well, I mean, it's perfect.
Oh, my God.
You know, three fat guys chugging down dogs. That's perfect.
Oh, we wouldn't change the words?
Oh, no,
we would. We would?
Yeah, oh, we'd have
dude,
to.
That's just a fucking disaster. Right?
No.
What's that going to be? $2 whore? Or three fat guys?
Three fat fucks.
We could do it. We could
three
do it.
Three fat fucks, the one
we have
dumb
to brainstorm,
dyke.
But we can do it. We'll do it. It'll get done. It'll happen.
$2 hookup.
It's a dream.
$1 show. How you like your podcast?
I'll start writing soon.
I you know what? If you
want to borrow a crayon,
if you actually put some shit together,
spell,
I want to see it.
Okay,
I'm serious. If you actually are serious about that and you want to put something together, like words to replace it, I'll actually entertain it. I would like to see it.
Okay,
I actually wouldn't mind reading it.
Thank you for the support.
No problem. No problem. And then I think the dry run should be on the show.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
I'm down with that. Get my rap skills up.
Yeah. So, yeah, pinch your nose
and
you know,
then
do
just
the
sound
M&M
nasally.
Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, just don't. Yeah, don't do an M&M thing.
No, that was terrible. Not again. I don't do M&M. No one can. He's a king amongst men.
What the fuck are you babbling about?
Makes sense in my head.
What?
And then I speak and it's like, oh, Jesus. Shut up. Oh, man.
You
start with the hook.
Yeah.
And then
work from there. Remember when you were young and you would like make that, like when you were going to write, you'd like make a circle. And then,
I'm listening.
And that would be like your main point, and then you would do all these things.
Like a pie chart?
No, not like a pie chart, like a sun. It would look like a sun.
Like a flow chart?
With like rays. Yeah, and then you would like write this and then write off of that. I've done that.
Yeah,
recently.
Just stick to writing.
It makes it organized.
Also a retard.
Is what I'm saying. Organization is key.
I don't understand how putting a circle in the middle and then drawing a bunch of lines is more organized
point.
Than...
What would the fucking course be? Okay, John.
Okay, so you need a circle for that?
It just makes it more organized on paper.
So it's your version of bullet points.
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't you just use bullet points?
Because this
would be... it's no fun.
Yeah.
She wants to make a
art.
Song.
I can make it art. And then I could sell it.
I can make it arts. She can make it arts.
They didn't teach her that at the special school. She learned flowcharts.
What's a flowchart?
What you're saying. That's
a flowchart. Is it a flowchart?
I think. I don't really know what you're trying to say, but I think it's a flowchart.
Hang on. Let me see if I can context flow it.
It's like a brainstorming. It's like gets your motor running.
Gotcha.
I don't really remember that much about it.
I use different colors.
Oh, okay.
Different crayons.
So it is arts. Anything. Gotcha.
It's arts.
Arts and crayons.
Arts I don't and know crayons. Anything. Oh. Oh, well.
You blew me away with that one.
Soon.
Can't wait to hear that.
Did you... I know you were talking about it before we started, but I'm assuming you finished all your Christmas shopping.
I did.
You did?
Almost. I have to get Jesus more things, I think.
Really?
Because I feel like
cross?
I should. Yes.
New
nails.
Cloth.
Nails.
Nails.
Home Depot. Nails.
A cross, yeah. A Virgin Mary, right?
Oh, that's good luck finding one of them.
Yeah. A camel. A cave.
Well.
But after, yeah. I got everybody else done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did good this year. That's I was cool. happy about it.
Did he attend any of the shopping sprees with you?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Good for him.
I don't like shopping with other people. I like to shop alone.
Hmm. You're like a guy.
I know.
You know that, right?
I'm like a girl, too. I'm a guy, girl. I'm a hybrid. I'm equally as much like a girl as I am a guy. I'm not all boy. Oh, my God. That sounds bad. I don't have a penis.
That's something seriously wrong with me.
I don't have a penis, I swear. Oh, Dr. Z told me to say hi to everybody.
Oh, yeah. When did you see him?
I did not see him.
Okay.
He tweeted me.
Checkup.
I forgot to tweet back.
Checked you for lumps.
Ew. I immediately thought of mashed potatoes, by the way, when you just said that.
What?
Like lumps in a mashed potato.
I thought of boobs.
Lumps? Ew.
Jeez. These lovely lady humps.
Oh, my God.
Check for lumps.
But I forget what he said, but he said, hi, guys. And then that was it.
That's all? That's all he said? Hi, guys.
He's going to listen soon. He hasn't. He misses everyone.
I hate Arabs.
They probably got him somewhere.
He said, hello, hope you're well. Kindly tell those three ugly, useless bastards to give me a shout out today. Hope to call soon. Bye, X. Wait, why X? I thought he was Z.
Maybe that was a kiss for you.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
So that's it. Wah, wah. What? You don't like that?
Oh, it was fucking spectacular. You should add more stories like that.
I hate you.
Now, the reason why I asked is there was a woman who took her boyfriend shopping. They went on a 5-hour shopping trip.
Oh, my God. Now, in China?
That, yeah, in China.
Right? In China. And he
heard
decided that he had enough, and he decided to kill himself.
I can't believe that he did.
He jumped seven stories.
I know.
Inside the mall.
And I saw the picture. Like, it's like, oh, he didn't hit anybody, so that's good.
He didn't land on anybody, like a kamikaze mission?
Think about it. It's Christmas time in the mall. How are you not falling on somebody? That's crazy.
He landed on a stall.
A what?
Like a dressing room stall.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
So he didn't hit anybody, though. So
I heard he hit some decorations on the way down. Like, took some lights down.
That was their argument before
he jumped.
Oh, my
God. I heard that she was saying some fucked up shit to him.
Oh, I'm sure she was berating him like most women
do. Yeah, like he was ruining Christmas or some shit.
Mm.
And like,
you know, it's funny. If I tried to kill myself every time I heard that, I would have been dead like 37 times.
Who goes shopping for 5 hours, though? That's
well,
a lot.
That's the thing. I mean, it's overkill.
Apparently, she had so many bags.
He was carrying all these bags. He couldn't carry anymore.
He couldn't carry anything.
And then
else.
At the very end, she's like, I want to go shoe shopping. And he was like, you already have a lot of shoes. And she's like, I don't care. I'm going shoe shopping. And that's when he dropped all the bags. Went to the railing there and just hopped over.
Oh my god!
You know what though? I feel for this guy.
Hell's yes!
I feel for this guy because I think, I mean, he's an idiot.
Yeah,
but
he's an absolute idiot.
But I totally
who
feel
kills
for him.
Himself.
Like, well, I mean, you
should have pushed her over to.
You
fucking
do
railing.
Contemplate suicide when you're shopping with a girl.
I would think
every
about
man
murder
does at some
more,
point.
Like murdering someone else, not yourself.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
Why didn't he just go home?
Right. I don't think that was the message he was trying to send. Because
like,
if he goes home, nothing gets settled.
Nothing gets settled anyway.
He should have stopped at Home Depot and got a set of locks and changed them motherfuckers.
But hold on a second. Let's take a step back for a second, okay? If he had gone home, probably she would have broke up with him eventually when she got home. And, you know, he probably still would have been unhappy. So what he did was he altered the course of her life.
Oh, my God.
Think about every time she walks into a fucking mall. She's going to be looking up.
Yeah, but
she
sounds...
Making sure there's some guy, like, just diving to his death.
She sounds like a bitch, though. Like, it probably... Like,
oh,
listen,
yeah.
If you're shopping... Like, so you're shopping with your girl, and you have to kill yourself because of it, your relationship is fucked up.
Here, let me read this. A man reportedly fed up with his girlfriend's marathon 5-hour shopping spree jumped to his death from an upper level of a Chinese mall. Tao Xiaohong, 38, had been carrying bags for his shopaholic gal pal around a busy shopping mall in Zhengzhou in the eastern province of Jingzhongzhong province, according to the Daily... this is really the shit I'm trying to read. Like,
oh, I
Chinese.
Can imagine. It's just a bunch of Z's and S's.
Yeah, there's shoes.
There's
and,
like a T in there somewhere.
Yeah, there's like a
reason.
House in there.
there is a house.
It's wingdings.
Like a feather.
According to the Daily Mail in London. When the girlfriend asked him to come with her to one more store for a shoe sale, Tao lost it, witnesses said. He told her she already had enough shoes, more shoes that she could wear in a lifetime, and it was pointless buying any more, one witness said. She started shouting at him, accusing him of being a skinflint.
A what?
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah,
I saw
that
too.
I don't know.
I was going to Google it.
That's
got
to be a euphemism for like a dickhead, I would have to imagine.
Maybe.
So she called him a skinflint, which apparently in Chinese is really fucked up. Cause it
maybe
means
it's
people
like equivalent to cunt.
Yeah, but for a guy. And spoiling Christmas, which is odd to me because I didn't think Chinese people really got into the Christmas thing as much as it is here, you know?
I thought it was an American holiday.
That's what I thought, too. But anyway, and it was a really heated argument. The shouting match then took into a tragic turn when Tao tossed all the shopping bags and jumped over a balcony safety railing, dropping 7 stories.
Jesus
he clipped Christ. He clipped several holiday decorations on his way down. Before impact and death, the argument's shocking conclusion sent terrified shoppers scrambling. First responders
scrambling for the bags.
First responders said Tao was killed on impact. Mall spokesperson said that he's relieved no one else was hurt. His body was removed fairly quickly. Yeah, and they actually have photos of this.
I saw.
Yeah, they like immediately mall security like put him on a gurney and just wheeled him out. Like nothing happened. Like that's the Chinese are great. They really are. They're so efficient.
Yeah, because around here the mall would be like shut down.
Right.
Yeah. They're no joke.
And they have photos of it. Who would have thought a Chinese person with a camera?
Yeah, right. he actually landed on one of the stalls below and then fell to the floor. So although the store was damaged, it meant he didn't hit anybody, the mall rep said. This is a tragic incident, but this time of year can be very stressful for many people.
I saw that that's how they ended it. I'm like, really?
Yeah, he's
don't
justifying
justify
it. He's justifying
no.
it. Yeah. I was pretty – it's kind of nice to hear. Like, that's a real Christmas story right there.
Oh, my God. <That's>,
you know? Because I'm sure every guy at one point thought to do what that guy did, like leap to their death.
Oh, yeah.
Especially, you know, Hopefully they weren't on the first floor. It wouldn't have done nothing. But
well, that's what I mean. What kind of mall was seven stories?
Well, look, the Japanese are crazy, or the Chinese are crazy. Ah, they're all the same. The Chinese are crazy. You know,
the Koreans, God,
they're nuts. All nuts. I mean, the Japanese build a fucking toilet museum. So
what?
Yeah, there's a toilet museum in Japan.
Marco, do you want to go there?
Yes,
it's really it's a the building itself is shaped like a toilet.
It's a Robert Kelly's toilet.
Yes, I do.
The building itself is shaped like a toilet. And inside, there's like different types of toilets, and I mean, it's really it's.
Look,
a toilet.
Here's Robert Kelly's toilet.
Siren Frush. Where's the pranja?
Oh my god.
I clogged it again.
I can't see any of those motherfuckers except sumo wrestlers clogging toilets. I think if those toilets were too powerful, they'd probably suck the Japanese right into them.
So listen, I get that this guy was sad. That
he wasn't sad.
He's sad. That's an understatement.
He was pissed.
Or just like over it. But
something
yourself.
Snapped, though. You have to understand. Obviously, something snapped in this guy's
mind. But he was obviously not mentally stable to begin with.
See, you say that, but sometimes shit just happens. It has nothing to do with
I could go outside, smoke a cigarette, calm down.
What if he's not a smoker? Although, that would have been a good time to take it up.
It was
How would he have lit in his cigarette trying to hold all those bags and shit for his bitch?
Can I borrow your writer?
I thought men were like the dominant sex in China. Like, I thought like men ruled supreme. So what did you
Shit's
say?
Shit's changing, though.
Like,
regardless.
Bitch, shut up. Like, you're lucky you're alive and you didn't get drowned at birth. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
she
women
gets
are always...
drowned at birth.
Well, don't they kill, like, girl babies all the time?
No. No, they're just not allowed to have more than one. Although, I think they're lifting that now.
Back in the day, they used to kill... Yeah, they used to kill...
Yeah, now they build defense.
They hurl them off of a mall... railing over a mall railing.
See, that's what I was confused
Maybe he thought
about
he would
that.
Land on his feet ninja style.
That's possible.
That is possible. I mean,
maybe he thought he'd be fine.
Maybe Bruce Lee was his cousin.
Maybe he forgot he was on the seventh floor.
Who knows, though? Yeah. Maybe he probably just saw red at that point.
Yeah, split decision.
Why didn't he hurt her, though?
He probably couldn't with all those bags. He was just like, his arms were dead. He was probably like, you know, his arms were probably like spaghetti at that point. He just like jumped
That's crazy.
Over.
Crazy. Would you ever think about killing yourself?
I've thought of killing myself sometimes, doing shit I don't want to do, but I mean, it's just a thought. But see, just that little inkling, though, it does cross your mind. It's like, God, I wish someone would just blow my fucking brains out right now.
He should have let her buy the shoes and then just threw the shoes over the balcony. Like,
but that wouldn't
you.
Have done shit, though.
It wasted. I'm sure it's his money, right?
I have no idea. Day, I don't have his fucking account here, but I don't.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
When you jump over the fucking railing and your girl spent, you know, the whole
See,
5 hours shopping.
I'm a little more creative than normal people. I think what I would do is I would let her buy whatever she wants and I would drive near a wood chipper and throw everything in it, including her.
Yeah.
You know, and then just go home, watch TV, and jerk off.
That's what I think. I think
if I was in China, I'd get me some General Tso's chicken or whatever.
On Black Friday at the mall.
Why is it got to be black?
I don't know. On darker than white Friday.
darker shade of white.
Dark meat Friday.
There, I saw a guy in a car. It was like a... I don't know, like a Honda Civic or something, but a four-door one.
Mm.
Whole back seat to the top of the car was filled with bags.
Yeah, I believe it.
I couldn't believe it. I can't believe like people shop that much at one time.
Are you sure there were bags with like that?
It was like Macy's bag.
Oh,
Abercrombie.
Okay. I was just saying,
bags.
Maybe he lived in his car.
No, you could tell. And he was taking breaks going to his car, putting more stuff in.
Somebody
should have
robbed that
Yeah,
shit.
Man.
Yeah, I was shocked by that. And he's like That's one nice. The third like third spot, so he got there like, you know, 11 o'clock at night. Or 8 o'clock at night, I think the mall opened that on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, he was probably there from Tuesday.
It's insane.
I do find myself thinking, how the fuck am I gonna get out of this shopping trip? Do I fake a heart attack?
Like, why do I see that's
see,
why
that,
I don't want to go shopping.
Because it's fucking boring.
That's the shit. You gotta be smart. It's kinda like when you were a kid and you wanted to get out of school. You don't want to fucking sit there. Ferris Bueller said it best. You don't want to fucking fake a fever because then you end up at the doctor's. And that's worse than going to school.
Right.
So you don't want to do something that's going to land you in a fucking ambulance.
Yeah, obviously.
You know?
But this is my thing. Like, why then just don't go shopping? With like, why do girls want you to go shopping?
Because they're a pain in the ass.
But yeah. You have a kid now, so that could be your excuse. No, I don't. Let's not bundle the baby up. Just right, go alone.
That's a good excuse. Let's not bundle the baby up.
Yeah, like, and go out in the cold weather.
You're right.
And
you're
stuff.
Never having kids.
I say let's take them to the mall and sell them.
You hate your job.
No, I'm fucking around. No. Wow. You're right. I do use that a lot. I'm like, no, you go. You have some.
But why would your girl want you to go with her if you don't want to go? I would never make Jesus do something that he didn't want to do.
Because you're half dude. You said it. You're half, you know, you're a hybrid.
But why? Like, I really want to know.
I can't answer that question for you.
Bob, do you have an answer?
You don't want to go alone?
What was their question?
What? How come they want you to go with them if you don't
want to
go?
Because they want you to carry the bags.
That's it?
You're basically the slave is really why they really don't. They'll say, well, I want your opinion on things. And
But you can,
you
like,
know.
Text a picture to you and be like, oh, do you like this?
I understand, yep. But that doesn't work that way.
I like going
it's easier to have. It's easier to have a servant than to do things on your own.
Shut the fuck up. Is that really?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It's a better answer than bundling up the baby. Seriously, it's better. Women get more shit done. They get to do more things they want to do by having a servant carry the bags and basically be a drone.
That's insane.
No, it's not insane. It's
true.
They
don't say that to you, though.
No, they don't say it.
They won't admit it.
They don't admit it, but that's what they want.
You guys fucking with it?
No. No. No, girl will be like, you know, she'll try to entice you by saying, like, you know.
We'll go to Orange Julius.
How many? Is your boyfriend gay? Like,
I don't know. This is a totally foreign subject to me. I always thought it was like so you could spend time together or something. But
that's not how you spend time together.
I agree. That's why I'm like,
spending
I'm going shopping.
Spending time together is being in two different locations and talking on the phone. No,
oh
I'm just
my
kidding.
God.
No, I'm kidding. No, that's not – that's their excuse. Women are very manipulative. They try to entice you by throwing things
in your Orange Julius.
Yeah, yeah, Orange Julius. Yeah.
They don't even exist anymore. I'm so old.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
There's one in Vegas.
Oh, yay.
But they try to, like, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, we'll go to this. Like, if there's a restaurant the guy likes, like, say, like, I don't know.
Red Robin?
Yeah, like a Red Robin.
Strange choice.
I was thinking of that wing place.
Hooters.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. You know, they got TVs. Mm-hmm.
Are they
whatever.
In malls?
They have them, like, near the malls. Like, every mall has one near it.
Okay.
So they'll be like, yeah, you know, and the guy's thinking, ooh, Buffalo Wild Wings, football, you know.
Tits.
Tits, right. And that never happens. They end up fucking stopping at Ruby Tuesday instead. It's like.
Or Red Robin.
Or Red Robin.
Red Robin's
actually,
good.
Red Robin's not Yum. Bad. Their fucking burgers are pretty good.
They have endless fry baskets.
All right, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys.
Seriously, and
they really they keep
they got
filling
the steak
it.
Fries too. They don't have the and shitty fries.
Let's go to Red Robin one day.
Is there one around here
in the Zephyr Mall?
There is one in Zephyr Mall.
Mm-hmm.
In the mall,
yeah. There's a Tony Luke's in there too now.
I know. I heard. But yeah, women will try to, you know, manipulate the guy into coming, and most guys are pussy whipped. They'll just go. Because they feel like if they don't, then the rest of their weekend's shot because she'll be nagging. And
she'll
you know,
be sad that you didn't go.
Not sad. She'll be a cunt. That's her excuse of being a cunt. So you're thinking, all right, I'm thinking long term here. I got to salvage my weekend. I don't want it to be, you know, I want to get some head at some point. I don't want to close that door. So I'll go and, you know. But then you regret it the moment you step foot in the car. You're just like, oh, I should have fucking stayed here.
Are you like, do you act curmudgeonly?
This is not happening to me currently. This has happened in the past. But currently, you know, my girlfriend likes to go shopping.
By herself?
Well, yes.
With her friends.
Right, because it makes more sense.
Yeah.
Why are you asking me? Like,
I love to shop.
I prefer you naked.
I love to shop.
Like, buying clothes is kind of a fucking hassle to me.
Aww.
You know, just take it off. But besides, I get loopy in stores, and I start getting real, like, I don't know, like I make scenes. Like, I remember one time we were in Bed Bath & Beyond, and we were in there for so long that I walked by this station of oven mitts, and I start flipping them up in the air, one by one. Like, from far away, you could see oven mitts, like, going in the air. And I'm trying to catch them by putting my hands into them. Like, I was just, I lost my mind.
That's
like,
funny.
Then there's, like, the pillow display. So I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to make, like, a dick and balls with my hand imprint. You know, like, I'm trying to do, like, a, you know, try to see if it stays.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, I lose my mind. I'm just like, you know, yeah. I don't mind Bed Bath & Beyond, but not for 2 hours or an hour and a half or whatever.
No. Oh,
yeah, but
God.
During the holidays, it's that busy that you're not going to get to see, you know, whatever it is or get whatever you need until, you know, besides women like to look at every fucking item in the store. You know, a guy will go into a store, I need socks, boom, socks out. A girl
That's
will be
what
like,
I do.
Socks. You know what will go good with these socks? A new pair of boots. You know what will go good with these boots? Yeah. A new pair of jeans. Yeah. With these jeans, a fucking jacket, a hat, a scarf, mittens, whatever the fuck, makeup.
A gun to shoot you in the fucking head.
Do you know I like plan out my trips to the mall? So like I'll park where the first store is, and then I'll go to that store, and then boom, 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 boom to where I'll make it back.
Well, that's good. Will you GPS your fucking trip?
I do.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a psycho. I don't like people. I like to online shop, too. That's my problem.
I prefer it.
Yeah, I love online shopping more than... I did probably like 75% of my Christmas shopping online.
See, that's the best, man. It really is.
Comes
it's
right
so
to your door. It's beautiful.
I hate people.
Beautiful.
Me, too.
And it's so crowded anymore in the malls and Target. And they're like the
I find people are more
to.
Miserable, too. Like
they
around
are.
This time.
It gets
like
worse the, after it, Christmas, too, when everybody's returning shit. They're like, Grinch. Mm-hmm. You're like, fuck you.
I just got called a Grinch today because I was pissed off. You know, my boss was like, you're a fucking Grinch. I'm like, you have no idea.
I wear a hat that says Bah Humbug.
I have a Grinch t-shirt that mm-hmm. my girlfriend bought me because she knows I'm a Grinch.
My ringtone right now is the Grinch.
I fucking hate Christmas.
I'm
fucking
not a big
dread
fan
it.
Of it either.
I don't like the traffic, the long lines. Mm-hmm. And it's not just like, it's not like I go to the malls. I never go to the malls. Like, I'll do the same thing. I'll shop online if I need something, or I'll just run into a store real quick, like a Best Buy or whatever. But even something like, say I want to go to Walgreens to get, I don't know, cigarettes or fucking deodorant or something, because I don't feel like going through a supermarket. It's even crowded there.
Yeah, it is.
And then you always get stuck behind the slow, dying old person.
Mm-hmm. Right, that has 19 coupons.
Right, and she can't grab them all because she can't take both hands off her walker.
Yeah.
She has to hold on with one and it's shaking and she's like.
She takes one out of her purse at a time.
And then there's like an old fucking caramel candy that comes out at some point. Butterscotch.
Butterscotch.
It's just like, oh God, how old is that? You know?
It's got like lint all over it.
Yeah, she's got wheat pennies.
Like, oh my God, wheat pennies.
She's just like, fucking get out of here. You just, I
hate old people.
Now see how that guy snapped, and jumped over. I've thought also in my head, how awesome would it be if I kicked this fucking walker right out from underneath this bitch in front of me. Just watch it fly and hit the wall as she like crashes onto the fucking hard floor.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I hate old people, man.
I don't like
old
people
either. They're the worst.
You know, and they all walk around with this fucking sense of self-entitlement. Because they've been around so long that they deserve special treatment. You're holding up the line.
Yeah.
You know? All the people that actually mean something in this world have shit to do.
Oh, my God.
Get out of the fucking way.
What, am I wrong? You're going to be old one day, though.
And I ain't going to the fucking store.
You'll get your servants to do it.
I'll order the shit online. I'll be ahead of the game. You can seriously
do free delivery.
I was
going
like, to say
everywhere.
You can go to a supermarket online, buy groceries, and they'll deliver
and
it to
they
you.
Will.
How perfect is that? You know. Plus, you're creating jobs.
That's true.
You know, you're actually putting something back into the system. If old people do that, you know, they go to the diner, they take up you know an entire table. One guy takes up a table of four for a cup of coffee and a half a piece of eaten toast, and then he leaves like 2 pennies for a tip. And it's like, you know, and there's like a young group of people that want to sit and eat. Right, they'll actually spend money. Yeah, wheat pennies. Buffalo nickels. And, you know, it's just like they need their own town. Old people need like their own planet.
Florida.
That's true. It's true. But they need, like, their own planet. They just need to get shipped off to another planet.
I agree with that, actually.
You know, and look.
Every store would open at 4 o'clock in the morning.
They would close
at 3.
They'd no, they would close by 9 a.m. They'd open at, like, 2:30, and then they close by 9 a.m.
And the restaurants would open for dinner at 2.
Right, right. Exactly. Yep. That's perfect. And you know how they have the little baby changing stations? Well, they rip those out of the wall and they put, like, you know, Depends. Depends dispenser, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's just, I don't know.
Joe Falchetti in the chat room says the store should have a 55 and over line.
Ooh. I agree. Right? That's a great idea.
That is
a great
idea.
Good
idea, Joe.
You know, like 10 items or under, 55 and older.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And then it'll make the old people feel like they're special.
But you know what, though?
Like
when I say old people, I don't mean like 56, 60 years
old.
No, that's not old. I'm talking about people that are like, you
know, 85 and crumbling.
Right. Right, exactly. Like when a guy...
Sunspots all over their head.
Yeah.
They drive a car that was made in the 50s. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a good point. They got to get there somehow. So these fucking people, not only are they holding up the line, they're driving there.
Yeah.
So they're causing hysteria on the highways.
You got people that are in a hurry, and then they only make them even more of a rush. When they're driving 20 miles an hour in the fast lane.
Yeah, that's the problem with traffic. It's not the people that drive fast. It's the people that drive slow.
I agree with that.
I watch it every day, and I'm like, fucking drive.
Yep.
Fucking drive.
Right. Amen, sister.
Word up, homie.
Church.
Preach out.
And they do go to Florida.
I mean, they do.
That's not a myth.
Yeah, they hibernate over there
in the wintertime.
Yeah.
It's because I just got
then
back
they come
from
over
there.
Here in the summertime and they die because they have no air conditioning. It's 105.
They do die.
Fucking idiots.
Like,
here's
what
I don't understand, okay? What are you going to bury your money with you? Why won't you put on the air conditioner? What's wrong with you? Some people think a desk fan or an oscillating fan is equivalent to air conditioning. No, it's just blowing the hot air around.
Yeah.
It's not really doing anything. It blows your sweat in a different direction, but it doesn't stop you from sweating.
No.
You know? And old people are just like, and they wear sweaters in the summer. You ever see them?
Yeah.
The old men, they wear pants. Have you ever seen old men wear shorts?
Yes. My grandpa always wore shorts.
Okay. But I mean, like, people like walking down the street in the summertime or going to a store. Most old men wear like slacks.
Yeah.
You know, slack suspenders and a button shirt.
They're like invisible to me, unless they're like directly in front of my car.
It's kind of like the opposite of Sixth Sense with you.
Yeah.
You don't see old people.
I don't see old people. I'm like...
That could be dangerous.
I was at Panera today with my friend Sarah for lunch, and there was two old people. One, I'm driving in a parking lot that's horrible as is.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's just walking... Dead center in the middle, just walking.
Oh, yeah, they think they own
it. And I'm like, I can't beep at him because I might give him a heart attack.
Right.
Fuck him.
And then he saw that I was behind him and dropped his wallet. Everything fell out of it.
Oh, man.
So he's like getting down.
Give me a second.
I know. So my friend Sarah is like going to school now to like work with old people.
Because of that incident?
No, in general. And I was like, you fucking want to work with these people? I was like, get out and fucking help him so I can drive. And she was like.
Yeah, here's your test. Go help him. Get him out of the fucking way before I run him over.
I was so angry. But it was like any other time I don't see an old person. I don't like old people.
Nah, me
I don't either. Think I'm going to live that long. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I don't have any sympathy because it's like you're foreign to me.
One of the other things that's disturbing about the elderly, and it's, again, it's even more noticeable at this time of year when they're all out in droves, is their smells.
Yeah.
Oh,
you notice the amount of like...
Why do they smell? What's up with that?
Well, they're trying to cover up the decay.
It's rigor mortis.
Yeah. They're covering up that decaying old smell. Like, body odor becomes a huge issue when you're an old person.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Why?
Because your sweat glands basically give up on you.
Do you take showers still when you're old?
They don't take as many showers when they're old. I think they're worried about slipping in the shower.
And breaking their hip.
Yeah. Yeah, like, every move is now calculated.
I've never slipped in the shower. Why would that happen when I was old?
Because you don't have the balance you have.
I don't know. I'm not.
No, I'm
in
just
touch
saying
with
you don't have. You
all.
Don't have the balance. You won't have the balance you have now. You know. Besides, when you're
old, how hard is it to not?
Yeah, but think about it. When you're old, you're not going to look like you do now. Your tits are going to be at your ankles.
No, they won't.
You'll be doing.
I won't get boob jobs till the day I die.
You will be doing fucking. you know, head dives right into the
floor. She's going to have scoliosis or fucking...
Oh, my God.
You look like Gollum.
Ew.
It's like, my precious.
You have a hunchback, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. It's
That it's, sucks. That's kind of depressing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but it's the truth, though. But they stink. You know, it's, the women
is
are worse.
Really decay?
The women are worse than the men.
Did you just ask that?
The women are worse than the men. The men, usually they smell funky, you know? But it's them. Women, like the old women, they like drown themselves in this rose-smelling perfume, or what I like to call embalming fluid. Mm. And they reek, and they leave like stains in the air. That's how bad they smell. They just fucking reek. And you can't get that scent off of you for like the rest of the day. And it's, you all right?
Yeah.
Did you just, you guys see that?
No.
Yeah, she just.
There was a hair.
She just
flying
looped
around.
Around. Like she looped her head up in the air.
There
like,
was a hair.
She's like a cat. Is this like it a was laser
Coco.
Pointer in here?
I thought maybe it was a fly
it
or something.
It was Coco's hair. It was like.
You're a fucking weirdo.
This is not new. I will be elderly.
You want
weirdo.
Drugs?
No.
But they do smell. And
they do.
It's bad
I thought
enough.
It was a mothball thing or whatever.
I don't... I have no
don't
idea.
Don't they, like, put mothballs in all their clothes so they don't ever have to buy new ones? How come you become cheap when you get old?
Well, because you don't have a paycheck anymore.
Yeah, you can't work anymore.
You get, you know, whatever social security and pension.
Some pensions were good.
Depends what kind of... If you were the CEO of a major company, yeah, your pension's pretty good. But if you were the... door greeter at Walgreens or Walmart, your pension's gonna suck.
They don't have them anymore.
What?
Door greeters.
I was just being sarcastic, but all right, thanks for ruining
that
joke.
My bad.
Yeah, I mean, if you're right,
they put the retarded people at the cashier now, so there's four cashiers open, three of them are retarded.
The guy at Walgreens.
Yeah. Bye.
That fucking guy is like a cockroach. He never goes away. I haven't been at Walgreens in 3 months. Last time I was there, he was there. I just went there like a couple days ago. All right. This fucking kid just waves at you when you walk
in.
So
awkward.
He waves at you when you're at the fucking thing paying for your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just greets people.
As soon as he gives you your change and your receipt, he's like, bye.
Yeah, when you get up to the counter, he says hi and he waves.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you leave, he says bye and he waves.
Bye.
He waves?
Yes.
Yeah.
He must be like a functioning retard.
I don't know. But it's disturbing.
Yeah.
They shouldn't put fucking people like that in those positions.
Where
put them in the back.
Yeah, put them in the stock room.
What if
where
they already
holding
got
up
it
fucking
all done?
Customers.
Right. What?
What if they got it already done?
What do you mean?
Like.
They got a, what already
if they
done?
Stocked everything already.
You get a, give them an odd job like sweeping.
Small.
Tell them to go pick every cigarette butt out in the parking lot there and the ones across the street.
That'll probably eat them.
Speaking of retarded people, though, have you gone to Burger King lately?
I know I'm fat, but I don't like Burger King.
No, because of that woman.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, I went that one time to try him, and that was the last time I've been there.
Okay.
No, fuck her.
I wasn't sure if you
I'd were. Like to run her over. Bye! Just walked away. Food on the floor. Fucking bitch.
Oh, my God.
I just don't. I don't know. This time of year just makes me fucking miserable.
This time of year sucks.
It's miserable. The tree. Fuck the trees. Stupid fucking Christmas trees. What a horseshit.
Do you have a real tree or a fake tree?
A fucking fake tree. Even they're fucking annoying.
They are.
They're fucking terrible. And you just leave those little piney. You see them for like 6 months after you throw it, put the tree away.
Yeah.
How the fuck did this get here? It wasn't even in this room. You know? There's a pine needle in your pocket. What the fuck?
That's true.
Seriously, it's everywhere. It's like sand.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Like glitter.
They make the tree so easy. The lights come in them now. You don't have to fucking wrap lights around them
did
anymore.
Did you get a real tree or a fake tree?
No.
No. Does anybody do real trees anymore? Are you getting a Christmas tree?
No. I have a fake one. I'm just not putting it up. The cat fucking attacks the shit out of it. Every day I come home from work, the shit's on the floor. I'm cleaning up fucking Christmas balls everywhere.
Why bother?
Christmas balls.
I got a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. At Five Below.
He climbs up the center of the tree and then tries to like walk out on the branches and tips the whole motherfucker over.
Are you serious? So you had it up and had to take it down?
No, I haven't done it. I didn't do it this year. Last year.
Yeah, last year.
My one cat does the same fucking thing. He actually, he's not trying to climb the tree. He's trying to knock it down.
Because the cats hate Christmas as well.
We never discussed that. No, they're just curious animals, and they just like to fuck with shit.
I feel like I could like a cat.
I think you would. You never had a cat?
Mm-mm.
You know what? Don't, because
I've always had dogs.
Animals die around you.
Instead of people.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I think you'd like a cat.
I really feel like it. The internet's making me come around.
What are you watching those funny cat videos?
Everything,
on
man. Yeah, it's weird.
Cats are assholes.
Like how dogs like won't walk by cats because they're scared. Like, I like to have an extension of myself that was like evil.
Get a cat.
Yeah, right.
Well, not all cats.
There's books.
I've never seen a cat like his.
His cat.
His pussy is rabid.
It is. I was like, oh, he wants me to pet him now, finally. And as soon as I... No, he went like this. Like, the closer I got to him, he was like...
I don't fucking know you.
What the fuck do you mean? It's been a year at this point,
okay,
hasn't
he,
it?
He don't fucking like you.
He doesn't like me. And I take pictures of him all the time. I thought that would make us bond. I gave him a nickname,
notice,
for Christ's
and
sake.
And you notice he hasn't approved any of them on his Facebook page.
You should make an Instagram.
No.
I know.
Salute.
Excuse me.
Cats are low maintenance, too. It'd be good for you.
I don't know.
Feed them. You just put food and water in the bottom.
Is there anything else you guys dislike or like about Christmas?
Christmas music.
You like it?
I hate it.
No, I knew he was going that direction.
I hate it.
How bad?
Playing it earlier.
October
and earlier.
Now.
Yeah.
They play it right after. They play it right before Halloween sometimes, and it's like, but they don't play them like they do now. They'll have like you'll hear like Katy Perry, and then you'll hear Bing Crosby Christmas song, and then they'll go right back, and it's like, whoa, did they just try to? It's like they're slipping you a Mickey. You know, it's like, oh, I heard that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
How can you mistake Feliz Navidad after, after, you know, a fucking pop song? It's like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, and they're like brand new made. They're not traditional Christmas songs. Like, they're like Britney Spears will have a whole,
well,
she has like a whole Christmas
album. Well,
yeah,
now they're playing, now they're doing like the whole, you
where
know,
they write actual new Christmas songs.
Yeah, which
and
they
that's
all
weird.
Blow.
Well, these radio stations play them 24 hours a day now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now the whole month of December?
Yeah, a lot started the day after Thanksgiving and stuff like that.
Jesus.
I only like one Christmas song.
Too much.
And that's it. One.
Which
singular.
One?
Mariah Carey. All I want for Christmas is you. I love that song.
I appreciate that, but. It's not gonna
yeah,
work.
That's the only Christmas song that I like. I hate Christmas music.
Yeah, I don't like that song. I don't like Grandma Got Ran Over. If I hear that one more fucking time, I will break a grandma.
My ringtone is Grinch, the Grinch.
But that's not really a
exactly
Christmas song. It's more of a movie thing. I just I
do tolerate Christmas a lot better now than I did when I was younger because working in retail, Christmas is the worst.
Oh yeah, worst.
Fucking
the people
horrible.
You had to deal with.
Such assholes.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, it sucks.
My girlfriend, you know what she bought me 2 weeks ago?
What?
As a gag, she Weather. Thought it'd be great.
Oh no!
You know, we were in I forget what store we were in, but she find you know how they sell Santa hats, right? Well, I had just bought her one. She wanted, there was a really nice Phillies one.
Oh, cool.
Had like the red pea and, you know, it was a regular Santa hat. So I got it for her. So she buys me a Santa hat sort of in return, except guess what this is?
Wow.
This is a Santa hat that's attached to white eyebrows and a Santa beard. And the back of it has the old school trucker hat clip, you know, the one with all the little knobs, the little nipples on it.
Yeah. So it's like a white trash Santa.
So she's like, put it on. So I put it on. Because I thought it'd be funny. But I didn't know she was going to buy it. And then when we got home, she pulls it out of the bag. She's like, look what I got you. And I was like. And then she starts taking pictures. And I'm like, this does not go on Facebook. This does not get shown to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know. This
is your personal use.
Exactly. So she loves. She's like, you got to wear it on Christmas.
Sarah, send it to me.
Send it to me. I'll play on Instagram.
If she knows what's good for her, and if you guys know what's good for you.
She's got a death wish if she sends that to you, Chris.
Yeah, you guys ain't gonna ever see that shit.
JerseyJerks@yahoo.com.
Over my dead body. you guys saw the Christmas sweater. That's as far as it went.
Yeah.
You could wear it to a Christmas party.
No, it's not. I'm not going to any more Christmas parties.
Mm-hmm. You should wear it with one the more Christmas sweater.
And that's it. Huh?
Wear it with the Christmas sweater.
No.
What kind of faggot runs around in a Christmas sweater?
No, the Christmas sweater's gone.
You got rid of it?
Of course. The one-hit wonder. I gave it the good Purple Heart, whatever the fuck it is.
Purple Head.
To the old people.
Purple Head. I am just not a fan of this time of year.
No. I don't like it. I don't like Christmas music. I don't like snow, for Christ's sakes.
I hate snow.
I'm a little sick of it right now. Even though we hadn't had it in a while, it's just really fucking...
Yeah, because it's just the beginning of winter. It's technically not even winter yet. It's not till next week.
Really?
The 21st is the first day of winter.
December is winter?
Yeah, the official...
It's the official winter solstice. So, it's going to be a hell of a winter.
Well, I know that they're predicting... I know the Farmer's Almanac is predicting a blizzard for Super Bowl Sunday, which is in New York this year.
Mm-hmm. Right, outdoor. So it'll probably be 60 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, right.
It's in New Jersey.
Whatever. They're saying New York, but yeah, it's in Jersey.
Yeah.
But I don't mind Christmas so much. It's not now. I don't like the pressure that comes with. Like, you gotta buy gifts, man. For
you're obligated.
You're obligated to buy gifts. Somebody's buying you a gift. And or just the pressure of just buying it for your loved ones or your family. It's like, what do I get? Are they going to like it?
Yeah. You know? I was over at my girlfriend's mom's house for Thanksgiving, and a lot of the family was over, like her mom's boyfriend's family and shit. And they do this thing every year at Thanksgiving where they put names in a hat, and you basically pick your Secret Santa or whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah, and they were like, you want to, you know, you, which means I would have to show up on Christmas Day, and I had already bailed at that point. Mm-hmm. I was like, no.
You're like, sorry.
No.
We have traditions.
You know, and everyone's, and there was like one person, like, you know, odd man out. It's just like, no, I'm good.
Sorry.
No. It's just, I don't want to, I got my plan on Christmas Day. My plan on Christmas Day is to, you know, spend some time with my girl, spend some time with my family, and go to fuck to bed. You know, seriously, like, eat, go to bed. That's it. I want Christmas to be over. Because even on Christmas Day, it's a little stressful. Because, like, you know, like, for instance, my mother, she'll cook all fucking day. And I know she's stressing out. And if she's stressing out, she's going to be in a shitty mood.
So you help.
I try to, at least try to get out of her way.
Okay.
You know, but.
You not being there would definitely get out of her way, though.
that's exactly what I do. I disappear for a while.
Okay.
But I just don't. I don't know. It's just like even that day for that, there's no payoff for all the stress that comes from Black Friday.
You guys
on.
Feel that much stress?
I do.
No.
I mean,
I don't. I'm not as stressed out as him. But yeah. It's still a little bit. It's still stressful.
I mean, I could see like trying to get people something that they would like, but most of the time I ask people what they want and they tell me.
Yeah, I just don't care enough. You know.
And don't do Christmas.
I would love to, but I'm forced to do it. I'm Why? Obligated to do it. Because then I'm an asshole if I don't get other people things that, you know.
Tell them not to get you anything.
I do every fucking year.
But they still do it.
And then you're the asshole that doesn't give something back. I mean, I wish I could just, you know, be like, yeah, fuck it. I ain't getting shit.
There was a couple of years that me and my family actually did that. We were like, no presents this year. And then the next year, it's like, same thing, no presents. And it was fine.
Right.
I still enjoy Christmas.
I have no problem with that. I just wish I could have that arrangement with everybody, you know?
Yeah, that sucks.
It does suck. I just think, you know, why are you going to buy someone something that...
Most likely they'll return it or something.
Like, just...
Or they're re-gifting
buy it yourself for yourself and don't spend the money on me and vice versa. You know, if I really want something,
like so
I go
many,
and buy it.
Yeah, so many people I know hate to give gift cards, and I love to get gift cards. And I'm like,
gift cards
just give me a gift
great.
Card. And they're like,
they are,
no, no. And I'm like, I love gift
they're
cards.
Great,
though.
Because you can just go and spend it anywhere you want.
Yeah. Especially those like Visa gift cards. Yeah.
Hell yes, I love gift cards. But because everyone else has like preconceived notions about how
you know they expire.
Gift.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do. I try to use them as
And some
fast
places
as possible.
Actually charge you money.
I think the Visa gift card does it now.
Yeah, they charge you a fee.
That's bullshit.
It depends on how much it is. So, like, if it's a $50 one, I think it's only $3. If it's $100, it's like $5.95, and then it goes up and up and up. But I think it's just a one-time fee.
It's a fucking scam.
It is. It's a scam. It's bullshit.
Then why would you get a Visa card? Just send cash.
Yeah.
$50.
Yeah.
Right.
What the fuck are you paying that for?
Exactly. When my friend just went into the Army, we had a big going away party, and I was just going to get him a Visa gift card so he could use that. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, can I pay for the fee ahead of time so he doesn't have to? And they were like, no. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. And I just got an Amazon card. You know what I mean? I was like, well, whatever. If he wants something, he can find it on Amazon.
Right.
Because he wasn't going in the Army. He's going to be on the computer. He's not going to be in a store shopping. That was my rationale.
They are making it easier, though, to tell people what you want now that, you know, you got your Amazon gift list. There's like something called Elster where you could just list what you
it's
want.
It's almost like a registry.
Yeah, it's a registry because how many times have you gotten shit for Christmas? You're like, you just spent $60 on this when I could use this.
I always get good presents from everyone.
Well,
I do. I don't know why. I always get good shit.
As of late, I have been.
Yeah. I'm the shitty gift giver.
Yes. Right. That's right. You are.
And that makes me upset at first, but then if I sit down and think about it.
You've come to grips with it. I'm just a shitty kid.
Listen, he'll always be able to use those paper towels you got him.
Oh, my God.
It's the thought that counts.
No, it's not.
I know.
She made a card out of homemade construction paper.
A what?
Construction paper, holiday card, Merry Christmas.
Crayons. And a sun with little bullet points all over it.
Oh, shut up.
For Thanksgiving, she did the old the
Happy
old
flow chart.
The old-fashioned hand turkey.
Oh, my God. I was at a bar, and that was, like, some of their decorations. I loved it. I was so excited about it.
How come they don't have fucking Thanksgiving songs besides the Adam Sandler one? But you know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't they have songs for that? Why is it just Christmas?
It's not a singing holiday,
I didn't know Christmas was.
Well, I mean, because Christmas is universal, I guess, in a sense. But I would think Thanksgiving is as well. I don't know. It's not as festive. It's all about eating. It would just be a shitload of songs about eating.
So?
That's true because it's
$2
like,
hot dog, $1 water. $2 turkey, $1 water.
Well, they can do songs about the aftermath of Thanksgiving, which would be slaughtering a whole race of people.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. My people.
One little, two little, three little Indians, four little, five little, six little Indians.
Is that a Thanksgiving song?
No, I think it's a...
They even have Halloween songs. They have tons of Halloween songs.
They do?
That's how I learned how to spell Halloween. From that one song.
I don't even remember the song.
H-A-L-L-O-W-E-N spells Halloween.
And it rhymes.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Never heard of it.
I never heard of it.
I only learned it when I was young.
What school did you go to? Great DeVry?
That was like middle, or like elementary school.
That was college.
Oh, shush.
Shari. Oh, man.
They got plenty of Halloween music. I mean, you know, Monster Mash, fucking...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That kind of
I'm
shit.
I'm trying to remember Halloween music, but...
Yeah.
They always sell, like, Halloween CDs. Like, it's like party CDs, and it's that Monster Mash crap, and then it'll be like...
It's the Monster Mash.
Yeah.
You know, Nightmare Before Christmas. That goes both ways.
Who does?
A Nightmare Before Christmas goes both ways. Like, it goes Halloween and Christmas.
Is that the name
Christmas.
Of the song?
It's a movie.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't watch that shit.
You confused me. You said
shit.
Goes both ways. I'm like, who are we talking about?
You dyke.
Aw. I miscount Blockula. Yeah.
You might be the only one.
He should have his own theme song.
Yeah.
The Halloween song.
The Halloween song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have a Christmas song to help you spell
the
Christmas?
Pussy mash.
Vagina mash.
No.
How'd you learn how to spell Christmas?
X-M-A-S.
That's how I spell it. That's how I spell it.
Xmas.
Merry Xmas.
Where does that come from? Why Xmas?
Who knows?
Yeah.
But I like it.
I like it too. Like B-Day. But B-Day makes sense.
Huh?
B-Day.
Oh, B-Day.
Birthday.
I thought you were like,
but Xmas. Why is there an X?
B-Day. I thought you were like speaking a different language. Like,
is X for Christ?
Yeah, it was the Jews. They didn't want Christ in there.
They tried to X him out.
Mark.
They succeeded.
The cross was actually an X.
The
they
cross
just turned
fell
it
over.
The wrong they just tried to, you know.
It tipped over.
That's awesome. Now, speaking of gift cards, this guy should have got one because apparently he just doesn't know how to be a normal fucking human being. This asshole goes into a fucking Mexican restaurant and wields a sword because he wants free tacos.
Did he get the free tacos?
No. No.
Taco Bell prices did go up.
It's not Taco Bell. It's an actual Mexican restaurant.
It's like Don Pablo's?
Yeah, real Mexican restaurant. Yes.
Oh, El
Azteca. No, I don't know. I don't know. Hold on. Let me see. All right, this guy, Adam Kramer, allegedly threatened a server at a Mexican restaurant in Bexar County, Texas, of course.
They
with
a
sword.
Mexican.
A
sword?
An attempt to obtain free tacos. Police say at around 2:30 p.m. on December 2nd, the San Antonio man went to Alondras de Jalisco and ordered six tacos. So that's the name of the restaurant.
Sounds good.
Yeah. He ordered six tacos. He then told the waitress that he was going to get them for free. The waitress informed him that he was wrong. Mm. No, sorry, sir. You're wrong.
No taco for you.
Which is when Kramer allegedly slid a large sword out of its sheath that he had at his waist. How did nobody pick that
up? Wait, how did he get in the place carrying a fucking sword?
Right.
If you worked at a restaurant and somebody came in with a sword, would you not serve them?
I'd run. I'd
probably
give up my
police.
Station, at least.
Get the manager
switch stations
or something?
With somebody.
Hey, this guy is
I mean, is it legal to carry a sword?
I don't. You know what? Texas is like another planet.
Texas
they have like
is
weird,
weird
fucking yeah. laws. You can shoot people, apparently, if not a big deal.
Yeah.
Kramer briefly left the restaurant to walk to his car, and then he headed back toward the building. The waitress locked the door. So she called the cops, and they came, and he got charged with aggravated robbery. He was yelling, too, the whole time that he wanted his free tacos or someone was going to die.
Jesus.
They must have fucking awesome tacos.
Yeah, they must have the best
There's
tacos
no
ever.
Picture of this guy, right?
There is a picture
it
of this
Kramer
guy.
It was Kramer from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Jerry.
I want my tacos, Jerry.
Was he fat?
No.
No?
No. No, he's probably a stoner or something. Who knows? He's probably a meth head.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he got arrested later that day trying to rob a gas station.
Oh.
To pay for the tacos?
Was he trying to steal gas?
Yeah. Yeah, he was trying to steal $30 worth of gas.
What?
Yeah.
What a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
He should be killed with his wielding sword.
Yeah. Yeah.
He must be slow. Remember before we talked about somebody who did something with a sword? I can't remember what it was. But he was in, like, traffic or something with a sword.
No.
Wasn't it a woman?
It was a woman with a sword. And
Michonne?
She was like...
The Walking Dead?
She was killing some zombies.
I love Michonne.
Michonne.
Oh, I forgot about Michonne.
That's funny. Michonne. So what was this woman doing with a sword?
I forget.
We talked about it.
We talked about
it.
I forget.
It might have not
been
a woman, actually. I'm trying to remember.
I thought it was a woman, and she was, like, in traffic, like, telling people that she was, like, going to end the world or something.
That does not sound familiar at all.
Well, that she was, like, fucked up on drugs with a sword, and she was stabbing people. She actually stabbed a couple people. It doesn't matter. I don't remember, so.
There was a guy also recently who went into a Walmart with a hatchet. And he attacked, like, three people with a hatchet.
Holy Jesus. Shit.
Yeah. He like
What's a hatchet? Like a tiny...
Axe.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a Smurf axe.
Aw.
Yeah, he had a hatchet, like, I guess it was, like, stored in his back or something, like, in his back of his pants or whatever. The handle was down the back of his... and he just started attacking people in Walmart.
That must hurt.
Yeah. How would you like it if you got fucking 10 vaginas all over your back? It's basically what he's doing. I mean, that shit, that's gotta fucking hurt.
Yeah, I wonder if it was sharp.
It doesn't matter, it's an axe, it's heavy.
But it's a hatchet, so it's small, so it can't be that heavy.
But it's heavy enough, that, like, it's like heavier than a butcher knife, and you see what a butcher knife does to me.
God, that's crazy.
All right.
What?
You're like a little noise machine.
I am a noise machine. I am a noise machine.
There's another remix right there.
But he just walked in and just started for nothing. He didn't demand anything. He didn't want any.
I don't have the story in front of me. I know that there was some sort of argument with one of the Walmart workers, and then he just attacked them with, I think, Christ. Two people were, like, seriously injured, and one person was, like, you know.
Kind of injured.
Yeah, like, I don't think he got them.
Fucking hate Walmart. Hate it.
Walmart does suck.
I don't go
to Walmart.
I don't really know what is good to go to Walmart for.
Nothing.
I mean,
everything. Walmart and Target's prices are almost exactly the same.
Yeah, but so Walmart has more shit, I think.
Like what?
I don't know. They seem like a bigger store.
They got more white trash there.
They do have they are a bigger store. They just have more amounts of shit.
Okay.
Like, Target has everything that Walmart has.
See, I don't believe that, because I've been in Target, and I can honestly say that Walmart has a bigger DVD section than Target.
Yeah, they have
a
bigger DVD section, but Target still has DVDs.
Right,
but Walmart has a bigger section of everything, pretty much.
Plus, Walmart has those fucking true. $2 bins where there's just...
They have $2 hot dogs, $1 water,
$2 DVDs, $1... yeah, they have those bins, those, like, sale bins. Target never has them.
Nah, the cheapest I think Target DVDs go down to is like $5.
Yeah, which isn't bad.
But like everyday things like lotion and deodorant and things like
that
is all, they're all comparable to one another.
Plus,
Walmart's might be a penny cheaper.
Plus
sometimes.
Walmart, a lot of people go there for their pharmacy now.
Apparently
they have a good pharmacy.
Target has a good pharmacy too. I go to Walgreens. That's why I thought it was funny you were talking about. Walgreens is always packed. It's insane. Every time I go in there.
I hate it. I hate the people that go there.
Walmart sucks. I never go to Walmart.
Just watching all those videos from Good Friday. I mean, not Good Friday. Black Friday.
Good Friday. Yeah, they were bad. Black people Friday. Were screaming and stuff. That was insane.
Good Friday.
Yeah. Is that after
There's
Easter?
Nothing good about Black Friday.
Is that when Jesus rose?
Then. I don't know what the Good Friday, you fucking Catholic. Eggs and bacon. That's a Good Friday. Eggs and bacon. You guys want to take a quick break?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
All right. We'll be back.
Hasta luego.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink. Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off, not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
Unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. You're back.
Hello. Tiny break.
Smoke break.
Smoking like a Shazamp in the freezing cold. Jersey's cold.
Thanks for the weather update.
You're welcome. Traffic is also
it's gonna rain.
Cold. Fucking hate the snow, man. Hate the cold and hate the snow.
Hell yeah.
Fucking hate it. Bullshit.
By the way, I was taking a piss and I'm assuming you were the last one to use the bathroom.
Did I not flush?
No. There's a huge turd. In there. Well, the toilet seat was down. So I'm assuming you were the last one.
I was.
And there was a fucking huge, huge hair on the seat. And I was like, God,
when's
Missy got shaved her pussy.
Oh, my God.
It was like a foot long.
Foot long, hairy vagina.
God damn.
That sucks. My hair goes everywhere.
Bearded clam.
Guess I'm going to have to soak the toilet in acid.
Bearded clam. Oh, my God.
There's too much seaweed around your clam. You might want to check on
seaweed. What are you growing, a Santa Claus beard on your pussy?
It's not for my vagina.
It's just that one rogue hair on her clit.
No, that's disgusting. Ew, can you grow hair on your clit?
I don't know. I don't have one.
I don't think that that's possible. I'm just saying. I don't think.
It is a pretty funny visual, though.
Ew, it's gross.
It's like one hair growing out of the nipple.
Ew. Hair does grow on nipples, though, right?
On the areolas.
But not on the actual nipple?
No, I don't think so. I've never seen that. That would suck.
That would suck.
Be like, blah, blah, blah.
You're like, pluck that shit. Get it waxed.
It's cold out and the girl's nipples get hard. You can see the fucking hair.
Cut your hand.
Fucking disgusting.
Disgusting.
I thought maybe Missy left you a gift in there.
I was looking at the hair and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Did it have little things crawling all over?
No.
But then it's not a pubes.
No pubes.
Well, half of it was hanging in the toilet. So I'm like doing the math because it was in the very front. And I'm like, where did she drop this from?
I mean, if anybody wants...
It's in my head.
I know.
If anybody wants to get me a Christmas present, a new toilet would be perfect at this
point. Oh, my God. Shut up. It's not for my vagina.
Jury's still out on that one.
It's not.
Speaking of vaginas, good segue, miss. There's a... apparently, there's a new drug. Well, it's been around for a little bit, but it's an underground drug, and it's taken off. It's called Crocodile, but it's spelled Krokodil, and the Russians created it. Well, a teenager injected the drug into her pussy in Mexico.
I would like to understand why she thought that that would be a good idea.
I don't know. I'll read the article. This is for real. This isn't a joke. This is a flesh-eating drug, by the way, that has the same effect as heroin, they said. A teenager was hospitalized in Mexico after injecting a drug believed to be crocodile into her genitals. Yeah. Doctors at the Mexican, which I can't see how a Mexican hospital is all that great.
Yeah.
Mexican hospital in Russia?
No, crocodile is a Russian
drug. Oh, it started
drug.
In Russia. I know, I'm sorry.
Talk slower, Fox.
Be smart. Sorry, slower.
I'm sorry.
Smart.
The lawn at that place must be awesome.
The grounds are beautiful. The service is shit. They have to reuse needles and bedpans.
Oh, my God.
Doctors at the Mexican Social Security in Puerto Vallarta, Jalisco, initially thought that the 17-year-old had contracted a sexually transmitted infection until she told medical staff she had been using the drug for 2 months, according to reports. Jose Sotero Ruiz Hernandez. Why so many names? Of Mexico's National Institute of Migration told Mexican newspaper, the young woman who used this drug had an infection that had rotted her genitals.
Oh, wow.
Something every man dreams of a rotten pussy.
Yeah. Oh my God. She's rotten on the inside and the outside.
I wonder if there's pictures of it.
I don't want to see that.
I know.
No, don't do that.
The patient allegedly told the hospital the drug was cheap to procure and readily available in areas such as Mexico City. Shocker. Crocodile, the street name for desomorphine, is a cheap heroin substitute that rots the flesh of addicts, usually killing them within 2 years. It is formed of a combination of crushed codeine pills, gasoline, cooking oil, iodine, paint thinner, lighter fluid, and other toxic ingredients. We have a winner. $2 crocodile, $1. Crocodile is also highly addictive and short-lasting, meaning many addicts exist in a never-ending cycle of drug consumption and drug preparation. It acts as a morphine substitute, but is 10 times stronger than morphine currently used in medical practice. It has a quicker onset of action and more sedative effects and causes death of muscle and soft tissue at the site of injection. Obviously, this girl's pussy's falling out.
Oh.
So, my question is this. Why? I mean, I can't speak for addicts. I'm addicted to food. But if I knew that there was a food that would make my dick fall off, I wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, that's
so bad. I don't understand if you know that this is going to happen, why would you do it? Like, I'd love to see a picture of the girl, not her pussy, but I want to see what she looks like. Like, is she a,
know,
is she a decrepit fuck? I mean, is she like one of those skank meth whores you see on the streets that, you know, roll?
I mean, I'm assuming so.
Because I just don't understand what would possess this girl, 17 years old.
She's probably hooked and doesn't care about the long-term effects.
I don't know.
Maybe they didn't know what it would do before they started doing it. And then once they...
I think they know.
I would think so.
I mean, she was smart enough to check herself into a medical facility.
Yeah, I mean, I don't question her choice for using it, but why inject it into your pussy?
I don't know.
It makes no sense.
There's more details on this news story. The doctors described the actual vagina as having lacerations all over it.
Oh.
So it looked like her pussy was beaten to death, basically. And it's actually not the case. It's not lacerations from, you know, something hitting it. It's just what the drug is actually doing to it.
Jesus Christ. Like, so, that's insane.
Yeah. Imagine what that toilet paper looks like after a piss.
Like, imagine how bad that hurts to pee.
You still can't picture the vagina in between my legs.
I'm trying to find a picture.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, even if it's before and after, you know.
We have an idea what the before might look like. It's the after that we're a little concerned
with. It looks like a taco. She's Mexican.
I thought
what does that do with the sword? Where was he at during all this?
I thought I saw a picture with, like, they showed just her legs were all fucked up.
It's a flesh-eating drug. I mean, it basically rots your flesh. So why do it? You heard the ingredients. Gasoline, paint thinner, lighter fluid, and other toxic ingredients.
It gives them a high that they've never had before.
Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't...
And it's cheaper than heroin.
I just don't understand. I just can't figure out the thought process of addicts like that. Like, I know that they can be addicted, but like to that, I can see heroin.
Well, what I was reading about earlier about it is that it said because it's such an intense high and it's very, very short.
What's like heroin?
Yeah, that they
the
are
first high is the best
like,
high, and then after that, it's you yeah. never. So that's why they call it chasing the dragon.
Yeah. So that's what they're doing. So that's probably why
it's a dragon.
When you're an addict, you don't care about living or dying. You care about getting your fix. You care about that. That's what happens when you're addicted to something.
Did you ever have that feeling in your life?
Absolutely.
You weren't that kind of an addict, though. Obviously, you weren't doing flesh-eating drugs.
No, absolutely not.
But I'm saying you weren't that kind of an addict where you basically, you know, suck dick for...
Yeah, but I mean, I would never do that, but... Like,
nah, of course not.
But, like, if it gotten any further, yeah, I was definitely addicted by the end.
Were you?
Yeah.
We never talked about how far your addictions went. We knew that you did drugs, but we didn't know if you
would
were.
You have eaten this girl's rotted pussy for drugs?
No, absolutely not. I would never do anything like that. I would get
hit. I love Green Day.
Oh, my God. But, like, it got to the point where I spent all my money on it.
Yeah.
But I was okay because I just... I never needed any more money.
Just Google crocodile and go to images. And
I
there's
did.
Images of all kinds.
There's no images of the girl, though. I was trying to see if there was a before and after.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to put that out there.
No, they're actually kind
they
of saying
though,
it may or may not be true.
People from what?
There's that. Actually, the thing is, when I just
my
look,
news don't lie.
I don't think it's that, or I don't think it's wrong. But right. A lot of people are like, "Oh, it's bullshit," and I'm like, "Okay." Well,
yeah, but there's been weirder shit than this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
This is pretty disgusting. Oh, my God. All right, I'm done.
Snopes is a website that takes every, like, urban legend and goes, no, it's not true. Yes, it is true. Like, and then puts the facts behind it. And they can't... They couldn't say whether it is true or it isn't.
Yeah.
So it can go either way. But it is in America a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I mean,
like New Mexico, some parts of Texas.
It's not a big deal right now. They're always gonna be making newer drugs and it's going to be fucked up.
Sure. I mean I'm sure there's especially now after Breaking Bad, I'm sure there's tons of fucking people trying to create
blowing up their houses. Like
trying
idiots.
To create a new drug to you know, sell on the market the next big thing.
I mean, that's the way to go, I guess, the drug industry.
It's one way to make money.
Yeah, but I mean, I really wouldn't want to do it.
Well, I call it crocodile, though. This makes sense.
I don't know. The technical name for it is not even close. It's like desdemotaphine.
I said it already. Desomorphine.
Desomorphine. Yeah. So it's like, and it's funny, too, because crocodile is a satirical newspaper in Russia. It doesn't exist anymore, but it used to be. So it was like The Onion, but it was called Crocodile. So I don't know if there's an affiliation.
Same spelling?
Same exact spelling.
Yeah, but...
You cracked a case.
But Crocodile is the way they spell Crocodile.
Yeah, it's a street name for it.
No, I know. I'm saying the word itself, that's how they spell it. So, like, if they use the actual term for Crocodile, like, you know, the animal, that's probably what they're saying. And then there's... The nickname for the drug is Crocodile, and
yeah.
I guess the name of the newspaper was Crocodile. Yep. So I don't know. I just don't know why it's called Crocodile.
Me neither. Because crocodiles don't rot.
I mean, unless her pussy has got scaly skin.
It just makes your skin go away down to the bone in some pictures.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. Yeah.
But why would you insert it or inject it into your vagina?
Yeah, that's my question. I don't get that.
Why wouldn't you do, like, when people don't want to, they do in between their toes?
Yeah, but
like
I mean,
that.
what if she did that already, though? How do you know she hadn't done all that?
She's only been doing it for 2 months,
her toes could be rotted for all we know. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just too visible. Who knows? I mean, some people put them under their nails, in the nail bed, they inject it.
Jesus Christ.
You know? The nail bed in the eye.
Ugh.
You know? I mean, there's all kinds of weird shit that people inject shit into.
Jeff said it's called crocodile because it causes rapid scaling of the skin, similar to crocodile.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
Oh, it's like my psoriasis.
Or your crocodile.
Or my crocodile.
Crikey.
That sucks.
It does suck.
Vagina rotted. Vagina falling off on pieces like chunks probably falling off.
What the fuck?
Think about it.
Disgusting.
Think about it. That's
Why?
Bad. because, like, why would you put it in your vagina?
I don't have a vagina. Why are you asking me
if
that?
If you had a peanut, I mean.
Wow.
See, if you had a cock and balls.
I see how Missy thinks of me.
Would you inject your penis? Would you inject your penis with a flesh-eating drug?
No, I would probably inject it with a flesh-growing drug.
I'm in. Where's that drug?
Good God, there's a spaghetti squash between my legs.
Oh my God.
I'll still make the pussy fall out.
And there was lacerations.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah. It's probably oozing and black. Oh,
come on, man.
And just falling off. I bet you couldn't even pee. I bet it was so swollen from being infected that she was, like, blocked up. It's probably why she had to go to the hospital to get it, like,
looked like
catheter.
Apollo Creed's eye from Rocky I. Oh.
Oh my God.
The greatest of all time.
Oh God, that's so nasty.
Apollo Creed's eye.
That is gross.
Have you ever seen pictures of like apparently there's like pussy pumps that like inflate the pussy?
Yeah.
Why
you
do you want an inflated pussy?
Apparently it makes it more, it's more, what's the word I'm looking for? Sensitive to like pleasure.
Mm.
I don't get it either. But it's weird because it looks like, I don't know how to explain it. What does it look like, Mark?
It looks like
two glazed donuts meshed together.
like you know what I'm talking about? Like a crow nut. I know
It's pretty freaky. It gets all purple and
swollen.
Like
why would a man want
like,
that?
Like big walrus tusks? Yeah. Like just purple walrus,
fleshy walrus tusks.
So I wonder if it was like that. You know, from all the infection, it was probably swollen to that.
I'm sure it was swollen.
Because I'm telling you, these. I gotta see if I can find a picture of this.
That's what I'm talking about.
No. Not the crocodile. The thing I'm talking about. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to Google this on my phone, and I'm going to forget about it. Next time I go to use Google, I'm going to see this
a rotting.
Swollen pussy.
Right.
Yeah, it's supposed to sensitize your area.
What? That's stupid.
Let's get one.
You can use it on your wife.
All right, ooh. I can do that.
I am not doing that.
You're not
going to
try that? You don't want to try it?
No. What if it does permanent damage? What the fuck?
Let me say.
Wait, if I do this, that's Apollo Creed's eye.
that's worse than what I saw. Oh, my goodness.
It's funny. It's got like a cockpit mask over it. Like it's like Maverick's fucking mask on, breathing mask is over it.
It's like Marco's sleep apnea mask.
It is like Marco's mask.
But that's what I'm talking about. I wonder if it was like, you know, like
I
want to find pictures.
Two glazed.
Let me see again. It looks like somebody smiling with Botox.
It looks like those wax lips. Yeah. Remember them?
It looks disgusting.
That's ridiculous.
Those wax lips with ground beef.
Oh my God! Here's one in action.
No, is it video?
No. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can make this bigger.
if it's video, miss. We
no, gotta, it's not we a gotta, video, but
we
it's
gotta,
a,
we gotta put that up on the page. That's crazy. That was bad.
That was disgusting. Yeah. It was you're gonna love it was this almost one. Inside out.
What the fuck? Fucking
what's going on over there?
Motherfucker. I hate these fucking websites. They send you like 10 different fucking things.
Nah.
Come on, you cocksucker.
Yeah, that's a new thing, man. Puffing up your vagina like that.
I'm not big into trends.
No.
That's gross.
Yeah, look at that thing. Look at that walrus mouth.
Whoa, man.
Is that in a cup?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
It looks like a baboon or whatever. Those monkeys with the big noses.
It actually looks like its ass. It looks like a baboon's ass.
Oh, yeah. Roast God, beef hanging out of it. That's so gross.
Jesus. Yeah,
there's nothing hot about that.
That is what we like to call a moose knuckle. That is a fucking good
dinosaur knuckle.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, man.
What's the biggest dinosaur? T-Rex knuckle.
That's bad.
Elephant knuckle. That's Jesus. Humongous.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. Stretched it out like an elephant trunk.
It looks like a penis.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Ooh. What the fuck? I'm scarred.
Save that picture.
You're scarred. Wow. Jesus Christ.
I'm going to replace our logo on iTunes with that.
Man.
Backdoor look.
That's not so bad. That's a little too... That's just like... That's not so disgusting, but...
What the
play?
Fuck?
You want to play Who's at the Door?
It looks like one of those door knockers.
Oh, God. It's too much of a close-up. Oh, God. I don't even know what that is. I can't even make it out.
I think that's a brajol.
Why is there so many flaps?
Okay. This is a hand. That's a hand. This chick is giving birth to an arm.
Oh, my God.
It looks like it's been short coming out of the-
It does look like a hand.
Why?
It's my good hand.
I don't think anyone, like a man, you guys would not be okay.
I don't, oh no, okay. Oh no.
You like nice little vaginas, right? Not big puffy
well,
ones.
Well, it makes me feel better. But yeah.
I better.
No guy wants a huge vagina.
That's so fucking disgusting.
That is nasty.
Yeah.
What do they Google if they want to Google it? Vagina pumps?
I put pussy pumps, vagina pump, and just hit images, and there's all kinds.
Google pussy pumps.
It is, yeah, it's pretty bad. It looks like a closed catcher's mitt.
Is that for like fetish people?
Imagine catching a couple slices of ham in a closed catcher's mitt.
Yeah. Oh, or a half a pound. Like, right. That would be big.
There's a Star Wars character in the very first, in the creature cantina, in the bar, that has the tusks. They're purple and slimy. It looks like those pussy lips we were just looking at.
Man. Jeff wants to know. That's what he was like. He said, you know what's great? Everybody crown around pictures and no one else can see. So I told you where to go.
Whatever.
It's radio.
Look, man, you're listening to the reaction. You just look it up.
Just Google it, man.
You have the power of the internet at your fingertips.
No shit. I think he's a sexual deviant, that guy.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you're friends with, are you friends with him on Vine?
No.
When he likes something, it all shows up on your thing, and it's all fucking porn.
Really?
It's all porn.
Jeff likes him some porn, huh? Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with that, but... It's a lot of porn, and I'm like, I don't subscribe to these people, and it's fucking, it's Jeff liking it.
Now, remember the one picture I showed you where the woman's shit looked like a cock?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It stretched out. What happens when she takes that off? It just
exactly. It probably like takes time to go back in.
Oh, of course it does.
It probably
but
just
it's
flops.
The same. But that's what I mean. Like now she's got this huge like open dong.
I know.
Between her legs.
Maybe she
it's
wants
it's got like that again, I'm going to keep going back to Star Wars cuz George Lucas had vagina on the brain. But that pit that they were throwing everybody in the sand.
Yeah.
It just like that's what the ends of it looked like. Just that oh God. That's fucking nasty.
That is so disgusting.
I don't know what I would do.
What I was thinking. What would you do?
If you took a chick's panties off and next thing you know, this fucking thing was staring back at you.
Let's say she's like super fucking hot.
I'd be like, you got a boxing glove stuffed in your pussy. There's UFC gloves in your pussy. I don't know how they got there.
Do you fuck it or do you leave?
I would probably investigate. I'd have to put on some gloves.
Yeah, you have to investigate that.
I definitely wouldn't go diving into it, though. Because it just looks like... It looks like the slightest pressure could puncture it. And, like, you know, like water balloons.
Jesus Christ.
You know? It's fucking foul.
It's disgusting.
It's like a balloon animal down there.
It's probably filled with, like, blood or something, right?
Well, yeah, that's what the pump does. It rushes the blood to that one area.
That's so disgusting.
Right.
I need to look at a regular vagina.
I mean, think about a hickey. You know, that's what a hickey is. It's a bruise.
Blood vessels,
right? You're bursting the blood vessels because you're...
That's so fucking nasty.
I mean, I'm sure, what, Jesus has them all over his balls?
Shut up.
He's got black balls.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man, that's foul. That's pretty foul. I would be very...
How did you hear about that?
About what?
This anal...
Well, you know, because I'm a procurer of porn.
Ah.
Sometimes they just show up on the page and you're just like...
Did you ever see a porno with a big vagina?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I didn't know it was going to be in that porn, but it was, and it was really disturbing. But the girl was getting off like crazy, though. And she was squirting on top of it. It looked like someone pricked a hole in a water balloon and there was like this stream of
water.
Now that's hot.
And it was hitting the camera. Like whoever's filming it was getting wet.
That's disgusting.
I find it funny that you pretty much watched the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
Just fucking... Again, it's very similar to wax lips. That's another...
Yeah,
If anybody remembers them, that's kind of what it looks like.
They were
thick,
yeah.
Purpley lips.
It looks like her vagina got Botox.
Yeah. It's like an albino black man's between her legs.
So nasty.
It's bad.
Ugh. I wonder if it ever goes back to normal.
I'm sure it does, or else why would they do it? You don't want to walk around with a fucking big burger between your legs.
Mm-mm.
A fucking Red Robin burger between your legs.
I wanted a fries.
I mean, it's not... I personally don't think vaginas in general are that attractive to begin with. They're not the most prettiest things on earth.
No.
Especially some. Some are really bad.
Yeah.
Some look like they were just... chopped up wrong.
Like a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like a hibachi grill.
Yeah.
They just fucking chopped it up all wrong. And
you're
just,
like, what happened here?
Like, you remember how you said to the one, like, why are there so many flaps?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have way too many flaps. And you just, you have to like.
So scary.
Like, where's the entrance here?
If I didn't move anything like that, I would just run for the hills.
Oh, you could always get the vaginoplasty or whatever if you had something like that. You always get it fixed. Women do it all the time.
Yeah, but I'm sure that's expensive.
Probably, but if you were really that uptight about it, wouldn't you do something about it?
Yeah, if I had a flappy vagina, I would get that shit fixed. Flaps are not supposed to be involved.
I mean, there's some curtains, but it doesn't have to be like that bad.
No.
I've seen curtains that don't look so bad.
No.
But then there's ones that are just like... Eh. Trimmed a little too much meat off this one, you know? You stopped carving at some point, like, oh, that long flap is hanging.
You gave up.
The bat wings must be impressive during the summer. Nice big Tupperware burp when you peel it off.
Oh, my God. Where do you come up with this shit? Seriously.
Just having
a very vivid imagination. Yeah.
It's just nasty. I mean,
yeah, it's so gross.
And my question is too: what guy would like something? Obviously, there are fetishes.
Fetish
that,
guys, I
but
think.
You know, something like that is.
Yeah, it's like fucking a giant.
Yeah, like a giant. A giant. giant set of lips.
Like, it looks like a penis wouldn't even get into the vagina. It would just be fucking the lips.
And then it makes it so swollen that it almost looks like it's swollen shut.
Yeah.
Like Rocky's eye, like Apollo's eye, it's swollen shut. It caught me, Mick. you gotta get someone to cut it open just to relieve some of the pressure.
Oh my god.
Ugh. Open up and let me kiss your pussy.
Ew.
Oh god.
Yeah, it's definitely not hot. It's not hot at all.
No, and like I feel like the girl would be like numb or something at that point.
Yeah, num 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 num. Num.
That's so nasty.
Well, apparently it makes it real sensitive for them. So I don't know how that works exactly, but
yeah, I don't know.
You know, imagine. You know what I just thought about? I didn't even think about this before. Imagine what when it's all said and done, and you're done for the day. Then you got to go and put pants on. Imagine that shit. It looks like she's got a cock and balls in her pants. She's got a huge bulge. Skirt. The camel toe in those pants
She's going to have to wear sweats, enormous. Man. Some loose sweats.
Yeah, loose. Yeah. Not like tight leggings.
Oh, no. Not the yoga pants or anything like that.
Just see this big.
She couldn't even sit down regular either.
She'd have to ice that shit.
She'll sit down and sit on a lip.
Get caught. You know those hemorrhoid donuts? Yeah. She's got one like between her legs.
She'd have to sit on one of the pool rafts.
Oh my god. That's disgusting.
Inner tube. Inner tube twat.
Ew.
I really don't know what a guy would do with that anyway. Like, obviously that one picture, the guy was fucking it, but like, just looking at it for the first time, I mean, I would be a little terrified. I maybe would punch it, you know.
Like, what are you looking at?
Yeah,
but it looks like those pictures were done for.
Yeah, like, you know, porn or whatever. Right, sure. But you see that they had the little oxygen mask on it at first.
Yeah. The twat has to breathe.
See, like, what do you hook it up to, a vacuum, and it just sucks it?
Yeah, it's like a pump.
Wow.
Right. Just
the fucking shit that people do. I'll never understand.
But see, that's the, again, and this stems from the crocodile thing, like the shit that people do. You see how crazy some people are? They just go beyond. I mean, there's people that mutilate their fucking genitals.
I know.
You know, you remember that video Rob showed us when we went on the show?
Yeah, that was disgusting.
I'm still having nightmares over that. The screwdriver in the dick hole.
Yeah.
And the guy's just twisting it around. I was just like, I mean, it took 4 days for my dick to come out of its fucking shell.
It was bad.
Oh. Some people fillet them. Then they get they put the fucking, the big huge studs through them. There's Prince Alberts.
Yeah.
What for?
I don't know.
I don't get that. Really?
Yeah. Some people dig that shit, man.
I don't know.
Fucking weird people.
Right?
Pierce the grundle. I mean, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No.
Not good.
No.
Count me out of that.
No. No, it's fucking disgusting, and it's pointless, really. I mean, if you can't get off like a normal human being, you got fucking problems.
Yeah.
Seriously, you have fucking problems. You have to, if you can only bang a vagina, it looks like it was in a car wreck.
Maybe they're just sick of banging the old, same old vagina.
The old normal. Well, that's why then you leave that one behind, and you go get yourself a new one, and then
who's
eventually
going to have a swollen elephant vagina?
Oh, no. I thought you meant, like, that's why people get sick of banging.
I don't know. People get sick and like of sex, and plus everyone's like so fucked up now that they have some like emotional issue down the line and makes them a sexual deviant.
What kind of skeletons are you hiding, Miss?
No, just in general, from what I've heard from people, I'm like, what the fuck?
Sure, I've never you did. From what I hear from people,
I'm just saying,
my friend,
it's okay if you want to walk around with a cucumber hanging out your butthole. That's all on you.
No, but ever not budging. It's not happening.
Look, I'm a fat guy. Okay? I'm not some fucking Abercrombie and Fitch model where I just have so much pussy thrown at me that I get tired of the same old shit.
You would not fuck a swollen vagina like that.
I'm just saying. I'm a fat guy. I have no frame of reference. I'm just happy someone will touch my penis.
You're such a liar.
What do you mean such a liar? You think I would do that?
What?
Inflate a vagina?
No, I don't think that you would.
Oh, well, what are you saying? I'm a liar for what?
Well, that if you were presented with that, I think you would be picky and be like, go away. Flap, swollen vagina.
Flap away, swollen vagina.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're saying, like, oh, I'm a fat guy. Like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't
want
to do that.
No, I'm making a... You said people getting sick of fucking the same old shit.
Yeah.
Now I'm saying I'm a fat guy. It's not like I get pussy thrown at me all the time where I'm just, like, tired of the same old vagina.
Yeah, but people always take things for granted when they have it for a long time.
Well, no, I'm not talking about just one person. I'm saying, like, if a guy just fucks a different girl every night, he's just like, I'm tired. I need something. He's not excited anymore. He's, like, numb from it. He's like, you know what? I think I'm going to inflate a pussy. You know? I'm not that guy. I don't, you know, I have no frame of reference in this. So, for me, it's just like, whatever. That's their thing. I can't see myself doing it. I'm fine with normal pussy.
Yeah.
I don't need... You know, E.T. pussy.
No.
Or anything like that.
I feel like it can't be good for you either. Like, health-wise.
For the woman?
Yeah.
I can't imagine it is.
Especially if it's something you do on a regular basis.
Yeah.
It's going to cause, like, problems.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to...
One was almost inside out.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
It was like a prolapsed pussy.
Yeah. It was not good.
No.
No, I can't imagine who would be attracted to something like that. It's fucking disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
People have their preferences in their
Pedro.
Fucking, yeah.
He'd like that.
I just want to cock a slap.
It looks like a mango.
Yeah.
Everything looks like a mango.
Yeah, I you know, to each their own, but that's a separate breed of crazy right there.
Yeah, it's weird.
So remember, if you're in the market for balloon animal pussy, you gotta search far and wide to find
it. Go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and click on the Amazon banner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can get it through there.
Get a vagina pump for your loved one for the holidays.
Makes a great Christmas gift.
Honey, I think we should take our relationship to the next level. We're gonna inflate your vag.
Pussy pump.
So is that the same thing a regular pump does for a man? Like a penis pump? It just...
Honestly, by the picture of this pump, it'd be pretty hard to cram your cock and balls into a fucking breathing mask because that's what it looks like.
No, man, I mean like the tubey ones.
Yeah, tubey ones.
I guess it's the same.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. They're bad. They're bad. They're not, you know, people think that they're good or whatever, or they help. They don't help. They'll hurt you. Your dick will stop working if you keep using a penis pump.
So it's gotta be.
As a matter of fact,
vagina.
A lot of people that use them already have problems with their dicks. They can't get the blood flow in there, so they have to use a pump.
So I feel like the same thing would happen.
Absolutely, I totally agree. You guys have an innie, we got an outie, and that thing is just really destroying the shit out of it. I mean, it just looks like, you know, see one of them curled up sausages.
Yeah.
You buy it at the supermarket.
Like an elf shoe.
A Muppet mouth.
Yeah, that's no bueno.
No. No. That's probably what Miss Piggy's pussy looked like.
Oh, God.
Kumi. Disgusting.
That is nasty.
Swine pussy. Swine flu. I saw this the other day. I thought it was pretty funny. Plus, you know, it fits. No pun intended. But some guy wrote an article about what attributes fat guys can use to get laid.
Oh, I pulled that up too, yeah.
Although I don't really buy all of it. I think it's kind of, you know, whatever.
I knew one of them was going to...
What's the funny thing?
Yeah.
7 attributes fat guys can use to get laid. Now, you guys be the judge if you think it works or it doesn't work.
They're all bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much. So I'll give you this little blurb here. He says, since the dawn of time, there have been a vicious struggle going on for a certain group of people. jiggly people, jiggly men, have fought an uphill battle to get laid for far too long to remember. One champion has risen up to defend our rotund brethren and lead them to the promised land and get some well-deserved clam. This guy's obviously a douchebag.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently the champion he is claiming is himself, an actual fat guy. Here are seven God-given talents fat guys can utilize to score some ass. The first one is fat dad appeal.
Okay.
Okay. If a pretty girl has caught your eyes long enough to she probably wouldn't be in tears, to tear you away from your daydreams of deep-fried pizza at Coney Island dogs, there is an initial step you need to find out first. Does she have a fat dad? Does she have a fat brother? If the answer is yes, then this is an Achilles heel that you can expose to work your way in there. Fat men mean the world to her. Be jolly and smooth, and maybe, just maybe, you will be given the green light to show her 10 bad minutes.
What? That's absolutely retarded, by the way.
Well, you know what, though? I will say this. He's on to something. Because, no, seriously, because...
Explain that to me.
Women who have overweight dads, they are not as picky as women that have thin dads.
Okay.
They're more accepting of it. So he's on to something.
Because they're trying to find somebody like their dad, though, right?
That's part of it. But they look at their mom and how happy their mom is with their dad. And then they, like, learn to be like, well, you can't really judge someone by, you know.
The way they look.
Because
can't
obviously.
Judge a book by its blubber.
Right.
Mm.
This one was my favorite. The Masters of Cunnilingus. During the short stretches of time between jerking off and eating, every chunky fella in the universe should be dedicating themselves to the art of cunnilingus. We are givers, and because of all chewing we do in the off-season, our jaw muscles are mighty. A fat man that excels in the department will ensure his way to a repeat customer. Eating is in our souls. So... that's basically the reverse is the fat girl who gives good head because they try real hard.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, the article's bullshit already, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm reading it, because it's funny.
He lists it as like a tribute to shit you could do. Neither one of them have anything to do with you. If you're eating a girl out, you already got her. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't help you pick up a chick. You got her already.
That's a good point. That's one way to look at it.
That's just fuck. It doesn't even fit.
Yeah, like, what do you
I don't see what eating has to do with eating pussy. Eating food has to do with eating pussy.
It has nothing to do with that.
Unless you eat everything like you eat pussy.
Which would be gross.
Don't chew with your mouth open.
Here's the taco.
Oh. Ew.
Tacos.
Bink, bink.
I don't do that with tacos. culinary skills. Again.
Why? Just because you're fat means you can cook?
That's a good point. That's like, not necessarily true.
No, it's not true. This is stereotypical.
Fat people are the reason that fast food is like one of the number one industries.
Yeah,
and
you don't cook that
right.
shit.
Right. Exactly. Thank you, Dollar Menu.
I know.
That means I can get 10 sandwiches for 10 bucks.
Right. Getting a smoking hot little vixen to overlook your decades of holiday pounds is no easy task. You will need to do everything in your power to make her accept the fact that you both have boobs. Naturally, as a large man, an understanding of the culinary arts is weaved into the very fabric of your being. Use it. Impress her with a delicious homemade meal. This will mean that she is already in your house, and you will be one step closer to being one of her bad decisions. This guy always ends everything with like a bad quip.
Yeah.
Less judgment is the next one. Hot chicks have had to deal with good-looking dudes as far back as they remember. Good-looking dudes have little patience for girls that let themselves go in any of the looks department. Fat guy is the Jedi to the good-looking guy's Sith. Judge, do not, and get... What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
Judge, do not, and get laid, you will.
Thank you. Be careful, though. Being too nice and complimentary can lead to the friend zone. Tread lightly, heavy brethren. Jesus Christ, what the fuck? This one is...
It makes sense.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Especially the friend zone part. You got to be careful not to be too fucking nice, because the friend zone sucks. It is. It's like being in a DMV. It's just like,
yeah, I heard it's
all these people are like sitting here waiting for the same fucking thing and no one's going to get it. All our shirts can double as comfortable girls' sleepwear. A girl is programmed with an intense love for comfortable sleepwear, which I don't believe in that, really. This is a natural evolution that is necessary, because if a girl didn't wear the old faded-out shirt and awful ass-eclipsing sweatpants and slept naked, we would literally never stop trying to bang them. This guy obviously has never gotten laid.
Mm.
It sounds like it.
A girl would love the fact that all of your shirts can double as a tent cape. Wow. We let you take control in the bed is the next one. That's, again, is total bullshit.
Yeah, I didn't understand that one either, because I was like, huh?
But again, it has nothing to do with picking up chicks. You already got her.
Like, are these selling points as you're, like, talking to her?
Yeah.
These are things that would make, that are good.
This guy's a
fucking
tool.
This is why you should date me.
No, what it comes down to, either a girl's gonna date a fat guy or she's not gonna date a fat guy.
Yeah, it's that simple. There's no tricks and trades.
No, there's not. If you could be the greatest guy in the world, if the girl finds you fucking repulsive, she's not going to date you.
No. Moving on.
I got to make sure I check my girlfriend's eyesight this weekend.
Don't let her get glasses.
She wears contacts. And the last one. Yeah. The last one, which is really just total common sense, is that we are naturally funnier.
Yeah, which is true.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, most men are funnier than women. Doesn't have to be a fat guy. But while it seems like the absolute lies, a girl really will appreciate a sense of humor. Most fat guys have learned over the years that they have a natural ability to bring the chuckles. Be funny, make her laugh, but don't self-deprecate too much, or your wide ass will be firmly planted in the hopeless void we know as the friend zone. No, I'm not reading that because that's so fucking gay. He wrote, heed the advice, my rotund brothers, and you could find yourself making the sex with a lady that doesn't look like John Madden in drag.
Like doing the weed?
You know, there's also 7 tips for fat women to get laid.
Lose weight,
diet, exercise, plastic surgery, liposuction.
Jesus Christ.
Suicide. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
And wear all black.
It's fake. It's a fake list. Shop at Dick's Sporting Goods. Yeah, I mean, it's a bullshit article. It really is.
Is it like a blog or something?
Yeah, it's not a blog. It's an actual article, but it's from some asshole's like personal website. This guy, the way he talks, you can tell he's obviously never not paid for pussy in his life.
Mm.
Because some of it, to me, doesn't make any fucking sense.
A lot of it didn't make sense.
I mean, you're already eating the girl out. It's a great point. I didn't even think about it that way. But honestly, eating food doesn't prepare you for eating pussy. It just doesn't.
Not at all.
It really doesn't. I don't understand that concept of that. I mean, yeah, I'm sure my jawbone is stronger than your jawbone, but that doesn't mean that, you know, I'm better at eating pussy than you are.
Mitzi's like, you better not make that claim.
But I'm just saying,
she'll make your girl's head explode.
It doesn't make any fucking sense at all. It's stupid. It's a dumb analogy.
It's so dumb.
The fat dad thing, though, that is true.
Sure, but that comes down to my point. Either a girl's going to fuck a fat guy or she's not.
Right, but what I'm saying is,
and because of that would lead that girl maybe to fuck a fat guy.
Yeah.
What if her fat dad was an asshole? Wouldn't that make her hate fucking fat people?
Possibly. I mean, look at the women that have had dads that beat them or have abused them. They look for guys that are like in and out of jail or troublemaker. You see what I mean? There's a pattern. Women basically look for the type of guy that's similar to their father. So it's like, you know, and I don't think it's most, I don't think really as much in the looks department. Although if a girl has a dad who's 6'5",
she'll probably like taller men.
Yeah. Right. Because she remembers her dad as being a protector and a bear and, you know, like,
well, then I need to find a Mexican girl because none of their dads are over 5'2".
I can't see over the bushes. Trim your bushes.
Oh, my God.
The culinary skills, that's absolute bullshit. There's tons of fat guys that don't know how to cook.
Yeah, that doesn't make any
sense. Although, when you run out of money from like from basically putting stock into McDonald's and all the fast food places, you do end up learning how to cook a little bit at some point.
I feel like everybody knows how to cook a little, though.
Yeah.
No, that is not true.
I can cook a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Right. There's a lot of people that just don't know how to cook at all. They toast bread at the most, or they'll boil hot dogs or some shit. You know, that's about it. And those are the people that have to rely on other ones to cook for them, like any man in Italy born before 1960. My dad can't cook for shit. He can grill his ass off, you know, when it's barbecue time, but cooking? Oh, God, no way. No way.
Your dad knows how to cook. He throws your mom in the kitchen.
Is that the recipe? There's his culinary skills right there. Cook me some dinner, bitch. The less judgmental, I actually don't buy that at all.
Really? Yeah. I kind of got that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't. I feel that I'm already fat for the both of us. You better look good. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, chubby is out. You know, there's a weight limit in this bed.
What's your weight limit?
Well, no. I'm saying in general. Like, I don't want to flop around with a smaller Batty. Version of me.
Yeah.
In bed, it's just not going to work. It's too much.
Yeah, I don't think fat people are less.
So if
not at all. Plus,
I mean,
plus,
I think
tell you
people
something.
In general settle think? At some point.
Well,
like,
yeah,
because
they don't have a choice, right? But they're always, even women, like women that are overweight. I'm sure they dream of banging Channing Tatum. They're not thinking of fucking, you know, Kevin James or the guy from I don't know whatever like. Like, fat bastard. You know, like, I don't think any woman dreams of banging those men over, you know, whoever the it guy is in Hollywood or music or whatever. It's just like, so don't make it sound like it's a one-way street. I mean, all guys want hot supermodels and
of course
fantasy women they can't, especially when they know they can't have them. It's even more.
Yeah, like a 400-pound guy doesn't jerk off to ugly women.
Right.
He jerks off to supermodels just like everybody else.
Right. He doesn't subscribe to fee whales. Like he just, you know, he buys Playboy like every other guy or whatever, or some fucking jack off video or some shit, and you know, he's not picking up. Now, it's funny, like the ones that have fetishes with larger women are usually the guys that look like toothpicks.
Yeah.
Although I do have to admit, and you've been hit on by fat girls before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Many times.
They do think that because we're fat, we have lower standards.
Yes, they think they have a shot.
And sadly fucking mistaken.
Yes, they think they have a shot.
Right. Just because I don't take care of myself doesn't mean I don't want you to take care of yourself.
Right. They're overconfident.
Right.
It's just like, woo, you are.
Well, maybe they like fat guys too.
Yeah, but
no,
they're aiming low.
They think they can land a fat guy.
Really?
They're aiming low. I mean, you know, that's just like, they think like, oh, well, you know, he's a fat guy. He can't be getting laid. Oh, easy, sister. You know? No. I don't think so. And
how fat are these girls?
Well, it depends. I mean, I'll tell you what. There was one woman who hit on me who I swear to you had to be near 400 pounds. And I was floored. Mm-hmm. I was like,
you're like, I have to go to the gym.
I didn't even know how to handle it. I was actually thrown off my, like, normally I could be really like, no, thanks. I'm good. I was just like,
yeah,
it was really disturbing. Really disturbing. She was just ginormous, and she was short.
She was like a round ball.
Yes, she looked like the chick from the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when she bloomed up.
The blueberry.
Yes, yes. And it was like, you know,
and it's such a huge blow to your ego when one of them hit on you because
dude.
It's just like, I must look like shit.
Yeah.
She thinks she
you
can get
totally
me. I gotta
second
get in the gym
your
in the worst.
Whole,
yeah.
It's not even that.
It's your wardrobe.
You go home and you burn your clothes.
Yeah, it's
you
know, everything.
Like everything's going to Goodwill tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, no. I need a new haircut.
Right.
Fuck this hat. Right. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you start to seriously, like, it's like Ace Ventura when he finds out Einhorn's a woman.
Einhorn's a man!
Oh, God. Oh. God, it's really fucked up. I mean,
it sucks.
It does suck, but at the same time, it's like, you know, it also depends on the guy too. Like, I can't speak for every fat guy because I've been fortunate you know, in my life that I was able to land decent girls. I mean, you know, my girlfriend, to me, she's it. But, you know, it's like I never had to, like, walk around with, a sweaty palm chubby girl. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not in public.
No, not really in private. One time. Really. Going back to that one. But one time it was just whatever. But,
what's chubby, though?
You know what? I say chubby when really chubby is more like fat. You know, I'm being nice about it. It's just, I don't know. Like, I don't expect, I'm still uptight with my girlfriend about the way I look. You know, I try to shield myself in a way with her.
Aww.
Well, I mean, I'm doing it for her protection, you know, and I'm trying to make this
you
thing last.
You fuck her through the sheet?
I'm trying to
say, I think she knows.
Makeshift glory hole. Put a clothesline in the room. And
oh, my God.
That's right. Just think it's a model's cock. You sit there and start trying to do impressions behind the sheet.
What, like an alligator?
No.
Like you're fucking Christopher Walken.
Like impressions of movie stars and shit. Like,
oh, my God.
Wow. It's amazing.
You touched it.
I'm going to blow. That's so funny. That's actually a really funny idea, too. Do like, see, I can't do impressions of, like, you know, how do you do an impression of Brad Pitt? I don't know. Mm. You know, or Clooney. I mean, they just talk like normal people.
Yeah.
You got to do an impression of someone who just sounds weird.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah. You got the balls, baby.
Oh, my God.
All right, now I got to throw out that chair that you're sitting in.
Work the balls.
I love Bill.
Yeah, man, that's funny. But it's like, you know, there's like fat guys out there that really, they struggle. And I see it. I've seen them. Like, you know, they're dying for a piece of pussy. And when they get one, even when the girl's a mess too, they're happy. And that's good. Good for you. I mean, what you're doing is you're taking them off the market to keep them from attacking.
Oh, my God.
Right. You get it.
Yeah, it's not just fat guys that are out there dying for a piece of pussy.
No.
There's a lot of, like, awkward guys that have been picking up girls.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's definitely a lot of awkward. But what I'm saying is like, as far as this guy's concerned, this article, I mean, he just makes it sound like, you know, the one good thing that men can take comfort in, fat guys, is that women are nowhere near as judgmental towards men
as men are towards women.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, women are more judgmental towards women than they are towards men.
Yeah.
You know, whereas guys don't really judge other guys. They're just like, oh, it's a dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The guy's form of jealousy is like, I hate that motherfucker. Because you're probably jealous of him. The guy hates him probably because that guy's jealous of him. I hate Brad Pitt. You know, I don't hate Brad Pitt. I think he's a great actor.
Yeah.
I mean, but like what I'm saying, it's an example. If the guy's like, I hate that motherfucker. You hate him because he's getting mad pussy.
True.
You know, I don't like Channing Tatum.
You hate him. You wanted
him
to die last week.
Yeah, I don't like him. I think he's a shitty actor. I really do. I enjoyed him in 21 Jump Street, but I saw, what was that movie with him in it? It was
Magic Mike?
No, I never saw that. No,
he has like a 1 minute part, and this is the end, and it's funny as shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so funny.
I gotta watch this fucking movie.
Oh, you do?
It's one of the dumbest movies I've ever saw, but it's fucking hysterical.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny McBride fucking steals the movie.
Awesome.
He's so fucking
so
funny
fucking
in it.
Good. You haven't seen it yet?
No, I'll probably like rent it or something.
Has your brother done Breaking Bad yet?
I haven't heard from him, so I'm assuming he's still watching. I just gave it to him on. He could be close to being done,
right,
though.
Cool.
Trying to remember. The Monday you guys got back 2 Sundays ago?
This Sunday, I guess, will be 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, he should be almost done. Wait, what was that? Is that another impression I got to do behind the sheet?
I have no idea why.
Hey, baby.
I got nothing.
You all right?
Yeah, I was.
You look.
I was burping, and
you look You look defeated.
Like she was holding her tongue while she was talking.
Hold on, I got to burp. Hey, baby.
Oh, man.
Hey, baby.
I have no idea. Oh, shit.
Let's just do gibberish for 2 minutes. Hey, baby.
That was the Ewoks?
Jawas.
Jawas.
Mm-hmm. That's funny because this one right here, I wrote Jawa Missy because it reminds me of you. I'm serious. It says right here, like I have Jawa Japs.
I love how he spits.
Baby. A Jawa squeak. Jawa screaming. Jawa laugh. Jawa umtidi.
Umtidi.
And Jawa Missy.
Why?
I don't know. It just reminds me of you.
Oh, God.
Like when you do your little, I don't know. Sometimes you break off into these little voices and you just, I don't know.
Not my Eminem voice.
Yeah.
Oh. Horrible.
Horbibble?
Horbibble.
Jesus
Christ. Come, baby.
Come, baby.
No like idea.
Oh, mammy. Baby.
No,
is that you, burp?
Oh.
I got a burp. Baby.
Oh, my God.
Poor Missy.
Oh, God. baby. Oh, fuck. Sorry. The day all up.
Fuck are you doing?
I don't know.
Dollar hot dog, $1 dollar hot dog, $1 water. $2 hot dog, $1 water. $2 hot dog.
You know what this means, right?
$2 hot dog, $1 water.
Either means the show's over or we're eating.
Both. Show's over so we can eat.
We're out.
Yeah, I think we're done.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to go to iTunes and subscribe to us. Make sure you're on Facebook and like our new Facebook page. You can call 856-381-4500. Leave a message. We'll play it on the air. It'll be funny. And don't forget to check out all the other great shows. You can download the app and the Riotcast app, and you can listen to everybody. And that's all. We'll talk to you next week.
Baby.
Ketchup, mustard, relish.
Sauerkraut.
Baby.
What?
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.